about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. How you doing? It's Rodney and the Rock here. Just honking the hits. What can I say?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Anyway, listening to the Rodney Show right here every Sunday, Monday morning. I come on around 12 midnight in L.A. But where are you streaming? You could be in Japan right now. You could be in London. If you're in London, I'll be in the morning, like around 8 o'clock in the morning or something. Anyway, hello to everybody in London and Tokyo. Anyway, I'll be back right after this.
And now,
you get to follow me on Facebook, find out what's happening under Rodney on the Rock, or OQ. Or maybe it's Rodney Bingenheimer. Who knows? But I'll be back.
Our feature presentation.
Why isn't he doing the whole show today, right?
Agreed.
He's so much better than anything we're going to be putting out
Amen.
Today. Hey, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It's another all-new Kevin and Bean Show, this time for a Tuesday, and it's the 10th of January. How do you feel Kevin is doing with attendance in 2017?
Well, he's on his way.
He's coming in today.
He's on his way. He got into a little snafu with the 405 being shut down. Mm-hmm. And I think the 101 is shut down onto the 4. There's all sorts of traffic issues. He was not aware of it. Mm-hmm. So he's just trying to find an alternate. He's on his way, Bean.
I'm dialing him right now.
All right. Chip's now reading our minds, by the way. That's how long she's been working on the show.
Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Ooh.
What's the ringback? Oh, I'm cultured.
I would not have expected that from Kevin.
2017 Kev Dog.
K-Rex Kevin?
What?
What is your ringback tone? That's fantastic.
I don't know. I haven't checked it in 15 years.
Oh, it's so good. Hey, where are you, buddy?
Well, for a while, my Waze is against me. This is the problem. The 405 is closed, and I don't know why.
Investigation into a car chase last night where a guy was shooting at people.
It was last night?
Yes.
Open the 405!
Well, they're still investigating.
So Waze says, take the 405. And I go, hey, Waze knows. So I try to take the 405, and it's closed. Then Waze says, make a U-turn and get back on the 405. So now I get up on Van Nuys and I'm taking streets that I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. I'm not positive what part of town I'm in. I could be in Whittier. I could be in Irvine.
Right.
I could be in Santa Clarita. I just don't know.
Okay.
My projected time today is 7:25.
Kev Dog,
Kev Dog. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's not fantastic from my vantage point because I'm just sitting in traffic looking at taillights.
All right, now let me ask you this very important question. This dovetails nicely into something that we know about Kevin, is what's going on with your gas tank?
My gas tank is actually fine today. How about that?
Okay, all right, because this would not be a day to be in the Zero Club.
Oh, no.
Well, no, see, you're missing the point. In the Zero Club, you don't run out.
Okay.
You don't run out of gas. That's not the goal.
Hey, Kevin, you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Chip.
All right. Any final words before we move on?
This update, 8:25.
8:25. All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Okay. Aww. Speaking of driving on the highways, Allie McKay,
sure.
I got a letter in the mail yesterday, and it's not going to be good news when you see that you are being written to by the City of New Orleans Photo Safety Program.
Nobody wants that.
The Photo Safety Program is called. I got a ticket, apparently, at the intersection of Jackson and Chestnut
get you there.
20th of December at 3:05 p.m. for going 6 miles over the speed limit.
Come on. What are they, uptight?
Well, in their defense, and maybe this is why they call it a safety program, it was in a school zone.
Oh.
So the speed limit was 20.
Okay, that's
and probably. I was going 26.
Okay.
6 miles over the limit, though, it doesn't seem like a lot, but
it doesn't.
I guess I mean, I guess if you don't want to run into little kids, I guess that's legit. I guess that makes sense. I guess I'm not going to fight that one. But I am curious, how do they know I was driving? Because, like, the photo that they enclosed with it, that you can see my car for sure, and you can see me going through that intersection, and the yellow light is on the speed limit, you know, the 20 school speed limit sign, but you can't see the driver.
Is the car registered to you?
Mm-hmm. So does it not matter who's driving if it's my car?
So you could have loaned that car to 10 friends.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
I thought that might be a defense, is that my car got stolen.
If your car was stolen, there's some paperwork, there's a trail they can follow. But every time you get a photo ticket, you can't be like, don't know who was driving.
I wasn't going to try it. I am just going to pay it. But I was curious if somebody could fight it if they wanted to, because there's no proof of who was behind the wheel. I feel like there should be a photo from the other side where you can see the driver.
So you would like their ticketing to be better?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess that's what I'm saying. I was surprised by that. I was surprised that they, you know, because there must be situations where there are other people driving an automobile.
I'm
that
sure.
Aren't the registered owner.
Absolutely.
I would think.
Yeah.
All right. So that's going to cost me $75, by the way.
Oh, that's a good chunk of change.
It really is. Yeah. $45 for the ticket, $34 administrative fees, $75 for going 6 miles over the limit.
Wow.
And then I'll close with this, and then we'll move on with the show, because I saw this in the news yesterday, and this one surprised me as well. Here's a guy. You've lived in cold weather cities, Allie, so you know that the trick is, when you go outside in the morning and it's butt-ass cold out there, is you start your car, then you go back inside and finish getting ready, getting together, having cereal or whatever you're going to do, while your car defrosts.
Absolutely.
And warms up. Because you don't want to sit in a freezing car.
No, and that's why all the cool people have remotes. They can just do it from their house.
That's right, the auto start, yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's a story from Michigan. Nick Taylor is his name, and he did exactly what I described. As he went out, opened up his car, turned it on, closed it up, went back inside. But it was unlocked and running in his driveway for 6 or 7 minutes before he came out of the house to go about his day.
Okay.
In that time, a police officer had come by and written him a ticket and put it on his windshield, because apparently it is illegal in Michigan to do that.
In Michigan, of all places.
In Michigan, of all places, right. He put it up on his Facebook page saying that it was a waste of taxpayers' money. The image has been shared by more than 136,000 people, has received thousands of comments, sparking a debate on whether the ticket was valid or not. One person said, I thought you couldn't be ticketed on private property, which, by the way, is kind of what I thought, too, because I've always told you couldn't get a ticket if your tabs are expired, if the car is not on the road. If it's just on your private property, they can't ticket you for that. Here's what the police are saying, by the way. They're standing by the ticket. I encourage our officers to write this ticket, says the Roseville Police Chief James Berlin, citing car theft as a public safety concern. All it takes is someone to hop in this car and take off, and then there's a chase, often at a high rate of speed, and all of that could have been prevented if the car were not running. So I get a ticket because somebody might steal it and go on a high-speed car chase.
That's a leap. No, Michigan.
Well,
I will not allow it. I don't know who to talk to, but I'm not for this.
We will find out what happens. He's taking it to court. He says he's going to protest it. But, I mean, if that's how they have the thing written. But isn't that that's a huge surprise to me that they can come onto your property in your driveway and leave you a ticket because you have your car running.
Yeah, that sounds absurd.
I don't like it at all.
No.
All right.
Should we write a joint letter, or do you think two separate ones will do more?
I don't know that we have any say in this. But
I got news for you.
But this has been Car Corner, so...
It has been.
Thank you for listening to that. Let's talk about today's all-new Kevin Beecher, shall we?
I'm just wondering, maybe this isn't a suitable subject for the children.
Well, let's find out, because we're going to revisit Allie's Conspiracy Corner this morning. She laid a big one on us yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're going to need some help in the 6 o'clock hour from Starbucks baristas. We're going to find out if what she thinks is true, that you are being instructed to write the names wrong on the
cups. Listen, I'm not saying instructed. It's just, it's something that they've been told in secret.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not a mandate. It's not something they could point to in paperwork. But they know what I'm talking about.
So we're probably going to need an ex-barista to call us.
An ex-barista who has worked there for a long time before they even started writing would be good, because Ralph seems to think they've been writing names forever.
Okay.
Not true.
All right. Well, we'll get all that sorted out in about a half an hour or so here at KROQ. We got a brand new What's Up with Florida on the program today. We're giving away a bunch of stuff, including that trip for the ski trip of a lifetime to Crested Butte in Colorado. We got a chance for you to win that. We also got U2 tickets for the Rose Bowl on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
So lucky.
The lovely Caitlin Olsen is going to be in studio with us. She is from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and she's also in that new hit Fox show called The Mick. She'll be joining us. And how about this? The most dramatic Bachelor ever last night, Allie, I am told.
I'm sure.
Bachelor Report with Ralph and Petros is coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. All of that straight ahead right here on KROQ. Ralph, you're not in here, but you should hear how
much I am in here,
Allie...
right here.
No, no, but I'm saying during the songs, mostly you're not in here. And you should see how much Allie loves to sing along to The Killers when we play them.
It's real good. When your head is a little stuffed up and you're not hitting any note,
it's fun for everybody.
Especially a favorite.
It sounds yummy.
Yeah.
I got to be here more often.
You should.
It's pretty great. Hey, a brand new What's Up with Florida, the first for 2017, coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. Good morning, sir.
Can you imagine being such an F-up on the reg that people start to go, oh, he's not at work. That's adorable. How much pressure that must take off of you.
Right.
When no one expects really even just the barest level of competency in what you do.
And then they're happy just when you show up.
How great was
right.
What a genius plan Kevin has.
Not bad.
Where he has just reduced everyone's expectations to such levels that... Oh, he didn't show up. Oh, golly. Okay. Everyone just, it's just fine.
He's Kaiser Soze is what he is.
Genius.
Right?
It's genius.
Nobody smartest guy in the room.
Anything from him, so he never disappoints.
Yeah. I dated a guy like that.
Did he?
Just saying.
I hear you. Well, hurry on in, Kev. We miss you, man.
Hey, he thought of it before we did. You got to give him all the credit, man.
Absolutely. It's just, there's a...
He staked out the right position.
And he's really, he's riding that wave. It's at the right time, too. He's just... And
yeah.
And just all the dumb wind now.
Yeah.
You know, they're just going to take over, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So his
Bean's going to be one of those smart camps soon that Trump's going to start for all those people. Travis Tritt's going to be one of the guards.
No.
Have you seen this douchebag's post?
Good Lord.
I missed that, Ralph. What's going on
what?
With Travis Tritt?
Oh, I wish I had printed it out. I did not...
let's do it next hour.
We will. We'll talk more about it next hour.
Okay.
But basically, it was... He said that everyone in show business should shut up about politics.
Mm-hmm.
Said Travis Tritt.
Right.
Who was a singer in show
right.
business.
Yeah.
Who's
did you see
about
that
politics?
People
right.
went through his timeline, and there's just hundreds of anti-Hillary tweets,
he
everything.
Is he is hardcore. And for him to say that, I thought was pretty hilarious. But... No, the Holly Weird libtards.
Right.
That he doesn't want saying anything anymore. Just
by the way,
shut up and sing.
I thought that was a great point that Meryl Streep made on the Golden Globes about how there's no such thing as a Hollywood liberal that's just born and given that position.
Of course not.
The people in Hollywood who are actors are hardworking people who grew up all over the world.
They came from places
excel in
and
their
they
profession.
Know stuff, right?
Yeah. And the fact that people think Hollywood is celebrities... It's all the people in the unions that are busting their ass every day to make those celebrities appear on camera.
Yeah. There's a lot more hardworking people that you don't know than the few celebrities who are rich and famous that you do. And it's just and it's also that if we label them, we diminish them. You know, if you call everybody Hollywood elite or a Hollywood liberal or whatever, then it's easy to write those people off.
Right.
And people
sure.
like Travis Tritt then can say you just shut up and do your acting or whatever and don't say anything about politics. Well, no one would ever dream of saying that about plumbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to hear any plumbers say anything else about who should be
who gets
in
to decide
office.
Which occupations are allowed to have opinions or a voice.
To delineate by jobs is...
It's insane.
It's dumb.
And Travis Tritt is no more of an American or less of an American than Meryl Streep is.
Right.
They
Plus he has a mullet.
Voice.
There should be no mullets should talk about politics, right?
That's
how
reasonable.
We draw the line, by hairstyles.
Good. Yeah.
That makes sense. All right, I wasn't planning on going in there, but we'll talk about more of that in the next hour. And Meryl Streep's ticking everybody off, not just Travis Tritt. Now Scott Coker, president of Bellator MMA, has written an open letter to Meryl Streep saying how offended he is by her joke about the mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
she said something during her acceptance speech that if it wasn't, you know, if you throw all the weirdos and outsiders and foreigners out of Hollywood, all you'll have to watch on television is football and mixed martial arts.
Which I thought was a dumb line in an otherwise amazing speech. It was just a throwaway.
It's a joke.
Absolutely.
She's saying all that would be live sports. But, that's all it would be.
But now everybody that loves football and MMA is riled up. Did you see what Dana White said?
No, what he
said. In a video, he called her an uppity 80-year-old.
Oh,
Dana.
Why are they all so sensitive?
Snowflakes.
Yeah.
Triggered.
They need a safe space. Big Bang Theory. That's a big show. Big time. Their deal is up. All the stars of that show, and CBS is apparently very eager to re-sign them. Can you imagine what these guys are going to get if they sign another contract?
It's the most popular comedy on television, right?
By far.
Yeah.
It is CBS's highest-rated comedy. It's one of the most popular shows, not only on network television, but also in syndication. They got 10 seasons in syndication.
Oh, my God.
So they're getting $1 million an episode now. So that means
what's the bump in pay then? Is it 1.5 million? Is it 2 million?
Look, if they banded together, Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki and Kaley Cuoco bandied together and they say, you know, favored nations, we're going into negotiations as a collective, who knows what they could wring out? I just can't imagine.
Yeah, hits are few and far between these days.
Get $1 million and say bazinga. That's it.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Who says bazinga?
Who's
that?
Who's that
for you?
Where did that
come from? Security, do I have to get someone to physically remove you from the studio, sir? You're not allowed to be in here. You can't just walk into a radio show.
Who uses the word bazinga?
I would like an answer, sir, before we go further. Who are you and what are you doing here?
Kev Dog, Eat Dog.
Kev Dog.
What the hell?
Sheldon says bazinga. That's his catchphrase.
Yeah, I don't watch
it. I don't watch
it. Bazinga.
Show.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
Bazinga.
Okay.
It is
bazinga.
It is weird that we've heard forever that it's such a huge hit and it's so great and it wins Emmys, and I've never thought it was any good.
I don't know anyone that watches it.
Huh.
So I don't.
Do you watch it,
Kevin? Yeah, I have. I have watched it.
I think it's a funny show. I think it's well done.
Chip watches?
I'm not saying it's poorly done. I'm just saying it's not really.
I think he said Travis Tritt does.
Travis Tritt.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bean. That was funny.
I think it's good. I think it's a good show.
Not for me.
Just saying it. $1 million an episode is a pretty good deal. That's what Kevin gets.
Yeah.
When he shows up. He's got too much money. That's why he doesn't show up very often.
Is that what?
Yeah, he's got tax issues.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The run.
I can only work for 47 minutes today.
Right. I don't blame you. You want to go into that next bracket. Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Rod Stewart is 72 years old today. I heard he celebrated by getting his stomach pumped. Did you hear about that? Apparently, he was partying last night, and
that's just a rumor.
What? Yeah. You never heard that rumor, Alan?
It's a pretty sweet rumor.
Oh, it's a great rumor.
What?
We'll talk more about it next hour.
Yes, we will.
George Foreman, he invented a grill, and apparently he used to box some too. 68 years old today. Jermaine Clement, Flight of the Conchords fame is 43. Pat Benatar. Oh, Pat Benatar. Hell. Hell is for children.
Hit me with your best shot.
Heartbreaker.
Love is a battlefield.
We belong.
I'm out.
I win. She's 64 years old today. And our good pal, actress Sarah Shahi. We haven't seen Sarah for a while.
That's true.
We need to do some shots with Shahi.
Agreed.
Sometime in the near future. She turns 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Monday night, Los Angeles Clippers have the Oklahoma City Thunder coming to town. We'll give you some tickets to that game this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you want to see some real live NBA action up close, your chance to win in minutes. First, though, hey, guys, what's up with Florida?
You goddamn people of Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
I think you'd love Florida. I've never actually been there, but Pitbull's videos make it seem muy caliente.
Well, that's what I've heard. You know, I felt like, and we did that recap of the year in Florida right before the Christmas holiday, and 2016 was an insane year down there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that they're off to such a great start in 2017, but listen to the stuff that's been going on here in the first couple of weeks of 2017 in Florida. A 59-year-old homeless man faces arson charges after police say he lit his underwear on fire in the bathroom of a bustling Tennessee Street Starbucks. Minutes after Randall Sullivan entered the bathroom on Tuesday evening, employees noticed the smell of smoke wafting through the coffee shop. A barista told Tallahassee police she saw him enter the bathroom where he remained for a long time. When she checked on him, he was leaving the bathroom, and the employee found a smoldering pair of underwear on the floor.
Oh.
Now, what's going on where you have to burn your underwear?
I think you know.
I don't think we want to talk about it.
Bad things, right?
Real bad.
I think you know.
Police were already in the parking lot. They were alerted. Sullivan was taken into custody, and officers found a lighter in his pocket. So I just feel like there's got to be an easier way to take care of that problem than burning.
Not going to lie, because it's Florida, I question whether he was wearing them or not.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah. That's a good point, too. Orlando, a Florida man is facing battery and indecent exposure charges for allegedly yelling profanities at law enforcement and urinating on a trooper's leg. Look, here's the one thing. Here's the one thing I know about any situation that you're in involving the police.
Right.
Is it doesn't make it better if you then pee on the officer. WKMG-TV reports that Joseph Murphy, 20, was arrested early Sunday morning at Disney Springs, which is a shopping mall in the Walt Disney World Resort. Troopers say they initially arrested the man for disorderly intoxication. After being placed in the cop car, Murphy reportedly began banging his head against the partition, then trying to choke himself and yelling, "Police brutality! Police brutality!"
Choking himself?
While he's doing it to himself in the back of the car. He also, for a reason that is not clear, began yelling obscenities, including F. Donald Trump. F. Donald Trump. Once Murphy arrived at the Orange County Jail, troopers say he again banged his head on the wall and began urinating on the floor and then onto a police officer. So Mr. Murphy having a bad day, not so much fun for the cops either. I see stories like that and I think, why does anyone grow up wanting
Drugs.
To be a police officer?
Oh, okay.
Spoke a little too soon there, Kevin.
Why does anyone want to be a police officer when this is what your day is like?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that guy would be a highlight.
Like
oh, really?
Welcome distraction?
Yes, a welcome distraction.
At the end of the day, you go, you know what? I had a lot of boring paperwork today, but at least I had that guy pee on my leg.
Or murder, which is bad.
Yeah.
That guy peed on my leg. That guy was kind of funny. Remember when he was choking himself in the back seat
and yelling police brutality? Hey, Allie, what's the policy if you date someone? Is he then not allowed to date friends and family of yours? Is everybody in your circle of friends like off limits now after you guys break up?
I think it depends on how long you dated. If you went on a couple dates, absolutely not. Do what you want to do.
Okay.
But if it was someone you were dating and that was like your love,
right.
You start dating my sister who doesn't exist, I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was curious about that because there's a 19-year-old Florida woman. Her name is Benua Bolton. It's not clear how long she had been dating her boyfriend before they broke up, but she went over to her mom's house and saw through the window that her mom was sitting on her ex-boyfriend's lap and they were making out.
Oh, dear.
Uncool?
Her mom.
Uncool to now be making out with her mom?
Yeah.
Wow.
She started to cry. She broke through a window into the house and pushed the ex-boyfriend over a chair, knocking him to the floor. When he tried to stand, she slugged him in the head. Oh, here it is. They've been dating for over a year.
Okay.
But they recently broke up.
Yeah.
Then he moved on to her mother.
Do you think he was doing the mother the whole time?
Most likely.
I fear that's probably true, yes. The ex had minor injuries to his arm, and his head was red from where she hit him. So it sounds like she won that one, by the way, but she is being charged with domestic battery.
Not cool.
A couple more. Holiday, Florida. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office is searching for a gas station's robbery suspect who was caught on camera with what appears to be a drawn-on beard as a disguise. Now, do you wake up in the morning and go, I know, they'll never find me if I draw a beard on my face.
I think you're still up from meth.
Yeah.
The incident happened at the Holiday gas station located on U.S. 19 in Holiday, Florida. Deputies described the suspect as a heavyset white male in his 30s or 40s with a red bandana, long dark hair up in the bandana, a green military-style pilot jumpsuit, wearing clear gloves, had a Toyota, and had drew a beard on his own face. So Crime Stoppers is asking for any help. And there's a clear as day picture of this guy, too. I don't think that's the disguise that's going to... All right, and finally, and this is the most curious story of them all today. This is from a town called Dunellen, Florida. A naked man with his pants on his arms.
All right, go on.
Is accused of trying to break into a home in Dunellen, the Citrus County Sheriff's Office says. Deputies say Dennis Carbello Rios, 28, cut and broke a screen door, entered the front porch, then tried to get inside the home around 2 a.m. Tuesday. Security video from the home shows the man wearing nothing but pants on his arms, trying to open the front door and hitting some things before walking away. Now, Kevin,
is he smart?
You tell me what's going on with the pants on the arms. Do you think he's trying to cover his hands so he doesn't leave fingerprints behind?
No, I think I think he needs to break a window, and he's protecting his arms.
Oh, interesting.
That's where I would go. Uh-huh.
The victim heard the sound, but he's not wearing anything else, though. He's got no shirt on, no underwear on.
I can't account for that.
Yeah. Does anyone in Florida wear underwear? Are we covering a trend here? The victim heard the sound of wood being hit and found Carbello Rios a few houses down. A fence was destroyed and laying in pieces in the area. He was arrested as he was running down the street naked, has been charged with exposure of sexual organs, criminal mischief, and burglary of an occupied residence.
Wow.
Naked with pants on his arms tells you everything you need to know about the great state of Florida, and that's why we asked,
Florida,
what's up?
Florida, Florida, what's up with Florida?
Tickets for you two at the Rose Bowl coming up. Also, an ultimate getaway prize package to Crested Butte Mountain Ski Resort in Colorado in minutes, and Clippers tickets on the way as well. First, though, Allie debuted her conspiracy corner theory. What was it? What do we call it?
I think it's conspiracy corner.
Okay, debuted that yesterday, and we're looking for Starbucks baristas to give us a call this morning right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you are a current Starbucks barista or a previous barista who worked at Starbucks, we need to hear from you, because Allie dropped a theory yesterday that blew some minds, and you claim you're getting a lot of backup from your peeps out there.
Absolutely. Everyone from ex-baristas to current. And the whole thing is, you know how you go in to a Starbucks, you ask for the coffee, they ask for your name. Mm-hmm. You get the cup back, and it is misspelled ridiculously. Sometimes Annie is spelled A-N-E-Y. Christopher, like with a K and an F-E-R. None of it makes sense.
Right. Don't you just look at that and go, well, that guy's dumb.
I would.
That's
but
it.
They're not dumb. They're effing with you.
Why?
Two reasons. One, wouldn't you? I mean,
I would, but sure.
Yeah, I'd mess with people that go into Starbucks, because a big percentage of them kind of a-holes. But also, it's a whole branding thing. So you get that. You look at it. This is so dumb. You post it on Twitter. You post it on Facebook. And then other people are chiming in. Oh, look what they spelled my name. That type of thing.
Oh.
It becomes a whole branding and a whole way of getting your name out there. Not like people don't know Starbucks.
Hey, Starbucks can't spell.
But it's
right?
Free publicity.
It hammers that home.
I'm just saying.
So you think that they do it on purpose. Mm-hmm. And again, baristas, call us now. Back this up or not at 1-800-520-1067. You think the plan that Starbucks has in motion is, if we misspell the names, people will post it on social media, and that will advertise the brand, and other people will go, ooh, coffee sounds good about now. I'll go to Starbucks and buy some.
Absolutely. It could be that subliminal. But I don't think Starbucks started this. I don't think they were smart enough to go, hey, this is what we're going to do. I think that some baristas around the country were just messing with people, and that's how
it
kind of caught on.
And
absolutely.
Then, and then once it caught on, they were like, hey, let's just let it go.
By the way, if you feel like spelling Joe, Q-W-E, go ahead.
So you think it's actually officially coming from the top down? You think it's something that's told and taught to the new baristas?
No.
No. She's saying somebody was messing around, but then mm-hmm. once
then
they saw the...
They saw
no,
the branding,
they saw
the
but now that they see
the
how
effect.
It's working, though, do you think they're asking baristas
like
to
I
do
said,
that?
Like I said, it's not in writing, Bean. It's very hush-hush.
Oh, I
so
see.
So I expect a couple people to call and lie
okay,
about
well,
Starbucks,
they're,
too.
They're handling the calls right now. What did you hear from people yesterday who said they were in the know on this?
I heard from people that said, I've worked at Starbucks forever before they even started writing names down, so it totally makes sense to me just to mess with people. And then another person wrote in and said, yep, I've been doing it for years. And then I look on Facebook to see if any of
Is
my ones
right?
made it. Yeah.
So it's a badge of honor for your misspelling to make
Absolutely.
It onto Facebook.
But someone else said that they only do it to certain people. Like, you're not going to do it to a 75-year-old man. He's not posting on his Twitter.
Oh.
So you do it to certain people that you think might...
I assume the a-holes that come back and come back and come back,
and
they probably have... They when you walk through the door, they go, okay.
Got a lot of responses about that, too. A lot of decafs being given to a-holes, which I love.
All right, let's take a couple calls. Let's go to Chad. He's in Irvine. He's on line two. He's up first on the Kevin Bean Show. Chad, just for verification here, because you couldn't lie, you are currently or at one time were a Starbucks barista?
Yeah, I worked for Starbucks from 2007 to 2010.
All right. Okay, good enough.
I don't recall ever being told to mess up a name on a cup or do it specifically any one way or another. Mm-hmm. If we had someone that we didn't like, we dealt with them by, you know,
peeing in the coffee.
But
I'm sorry, by doing what did you say? You dealt with them how?
Decaf coffee.
Oh, okay. What Ali was saying, yeah. So why do you think so many baristas misspell names then, if you're not being instructed to do so?
There are some, at least around here in Orange County, you see some people with some interesting names. It may sound normal, but they're spelled outrageous. So honestly, it's a mistake more than anything.
Unless all right. Thank you for the call, sir. Outrageous. Let's go to line five. Let's get Sam on the line. He's from West Hollywood.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, this is Santa. I'm loving it.
I missed that guy.
Let's try Noah.
That was sweet.
Venice Beach, line four. Noah is a or was a Starbucks manager, you guys.
Hey, Noah.
Yes, I am.
You are?
Good morning. Yes.
This is very dangerous for you to speak out on this publicly, then.
Well, who says my name's Noah?
Oh, that's a good point. Smart. That's a good point. You and how did, is it though. Spelled is another question.
Right?
All right. What do you have to say about Ali's conspiracy corner theory on this?
A lot of the times we just spell it as fast as we can just for speed. If they're an a-hole and they come in constantly, we will spell their name correctly because they come in constantly. And B, we will also, if you ever have an exclamation point after your name, you're getting decaf.
Really?
So you have little codes.
Yeah, we have a code to be like, exclamation point after your name, being like, oh, your name's Sarah. And then we see it on the bar and we're like, oh, decaf. She's exclamation point. She's very, very rude.
Wow.
Well, that's better than what Kevin was suggesting. I'll tell you that. I'd rather have the decaf than the urine.
That's very true.
And then I got yelled at one time because the order taker, the cashier, wrote her name with H and she wanted with an H on it. So my cashier partner wrote out with WTIH in H. And I called it out on bar, and she yelled at me for about 5 minutes.
See, this is the problem with anybody that has to deal with the general public.
Yes.
Is that there are
you.
A lot of a-holes out there.
Yes.
Exactly. So if your name is misspelled, don't be Sarah with an H.
Or an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's a good tip. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
The Los Angeles Clippers, you guys, at home at Staples Center Monday night, January 16th, against Oklahoma City. If you want to be there up close and in person to see DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin and Chris Paul and all the rest, we're looking for you at 1-800-520-1067. Caller 20 to win your Clippers tickets. Plus, you're qualified for a grand prize drawing we do Friday that involves access to pregame warm-ups. You get photos on the Clippers court, Lexus Club passes and parking, and so much more. So call now. Good luck from K-Rock.
The first thing I saw about this story is Mike Tyson's Instagram. In the elevator, where he was talking about training Chris Brown to kick Soulja Boy's ass. Now, what's going on?
I don't know why they are fighting. I mean, look, there are a lot of feuds in the music business. I'm sure it involves a woman. Ali, do you know?
Apparently, Soulja Boy wrote something on Karrueche Tran's Instagram, like the face with the heart eyes emoji.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it made Chris Brown nuts that he would write that on Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend's Instagram. And I hate myself for knowing that.
Well, we all know what happens when you get Chris Brown mad. You don't want to do that, that's
yes.
for sure. So how did they decide that they were going to settle this in a boxing ring?
Yeah, I don't understand the leap to that.
That's a weird next step, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And then somehow, if I understand correctly, Floyd Mayweather is backing Soulja Boy and
yes.
Mike Tyson is training Chris Brown. Is that right? Or the other way around
yeah,
or something?
Yes, and here's Mike Tyson talking about training Chris Brown.
So it's confirmed. I just got off the phone with Frenchie and Chris Brown. I'm training Chris. He chose me as his trainer to take on Soulja Boy. And Soulja Boy, what the you talking about? Only day I'm going to teach him to bite somebody's ear. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to teach him every dirty trick in the book to knock you out because I'm not going to teach him how to run.
There used to be a TV show, remember? Celebrity Boxing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where
it was sad.
They would take stars like these people and put them in a ring and see what happened. But this apparently is something else. I mean,
this is real. This is real, though. This is real beef.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it a pay-per-view? Are they doing it for money, maybe?
I think they are doing it for money, but, I mean, there's no one to root for in this. No one across
the board. You say that because you haven't heard Mike Tyson's rap song about it.
Well, that's true.
His diss track?
If you show up, it's going down. I'm going to teach him how to knock your ass out. If you show up, it's going down. I'm going to teach him how to knock your ass out. I'm Mike Tyson. It's going down.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to teach him how to knock your ass out.
Right.
If you show up.
Right, got it.
It's going down.
Going down, we got
I'm
it.
I'm going to teach him how to knock your ass out.
All right, let's find out what this is all about. And the former champion of the world, one of the greatest heavyweights of all time, Mike Tyson, back on the phone on the Kevin Beach on K-Rock. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Well, we're fine, but I'm confused as to why you're involved in this nonsense.
Because Chris Brown's going to knock out Soulja Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If he shows up, it's going down.
Right. I've heard that. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, see ya.
So Chris Brown called you and asked him to train him?
Chris Brown. I heard from Frenchie.
Uh-huh.
I heard from Chris Brown. And they said, do you want to help me train Chris Brown? And
right.
I said, yes, I'd love to.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to teach him how to kick Soulja Boy's ass and then knock him out.
Uh-huh. Who's Frenchie?
Frenchie is one of the pink ladies from Greece.
Okay, weird that you'd be getting a call from her.
I was surprised as well.
Yeah. So, why do you care about Chris Brown or Soulja Boy?
Because Soulja Boy was disrespectful. He put a face on Cranberry Tan's picture.
Chris Brown?
Karrueche Tan?
Oh, sorry.
Chris Brown.
I mean, he just got here.
No, he didn't. He heard the whole setup that you said. What happened? They said I got hit too many times in the head.
Right?
So he put a picture on Transmission Cran's picture.
Karrueche Tran.
And Chris Brown. And, and that was disrespectful. So now he's going to have to be taught a lesson. And it's going to be, if he shows up, it's going down.
Right. It's going down, right. So if someone's disrespectful enough to put an emoji on somebody's Facebook page,
yes,
it needs to be
unacceptable.
Unacceptable needs to be settled with fighting.
That person has to be punched in the face.
In the face. Okay.
Now,
okay.
Soulja Boy apparently was making fun of the fact that you would just teach him how to bite ears. Is that what you're responding to?
Yeah, he says, Mike Tyson only knows how to bite people's ears. And I'm like, hell yes, I'll teach him whatever it takes to beat you and every dirty trick in the book. I don't care. Because if he shows up,
right, it's going down, right?
Going
so
down.
This is just—is this just because you miss boxing so much? You'll do anything
no,
just to be involved with the sport.
This is a settle. This has to settle honor. This is about honor and being settling a beef.
I feel like maybe when you're talking about Chris Brown, we're not really discussing honor.
Listen, someone has to teach Chris Brown how to finally throw a punch.
I think we know how he throws a punch. You know what I'm saying? Oh no, just get him off.
Chris Brown will be in the ring. I will teach him everything. He'll wear shorts and some shoes. That's all I got so far.
Oh, wow. That's not much.
You've had
quite a career. You
give
can't...
Soulja Boy the blues.
What?
Give Soulja Boy the blues. I just thought of the next line.
Okay. All right.
Karrueche Tran.
Right.
Dip.
I feel like they got that handled.
Dip. Hey, guys, the ultimate getaway prize package to Crested Butte Mountain Ski Resort in Colorado. Beautiful town, great skiing. We got a giveaway including Alaska Airlines round-trip airfare from LAX to Crested Butte, Colorado, 3 nights hotel accommodation, lift tickets, ski rentals. Kevin, how are we giving it away this time?
Well, with trivia.
Mm-hmm.
About Crested Butte.
Hmm. Or just Colorado,
and
probably,
Colorado
right?
in general, yes.
Just probably Colorado.
I don't know.
I think. Not Crested Butte so much. That'd be a very narrow sliver of trivia about the small town of Crested Butte.
I wasn't here when this was discussed, so my bad.
Were you here last time we did it? Last year?
Probably not, to be honest.
All right, here's the thing. Rodney Bingenheimer, who
what?
Works late night Sundays here on K-Rock.
And Monday mornings.
According to, yeah.
And if you're listening in England, it's like 8 a.m.
I've heard that, yes. He is an expert on so many things. His specialty is 80s music. How does he feel about the 90s, by the way?
Oh, he hates the 90s.
Okay. But for some reason, he knows a lot about the great state of Colorado.
Huge Colorado fan.
Such a surprise
to
me.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have any kind of trivia question about the great state of Colorado, all you have to do is call and try to stump Rodney on that. If you can get a question past Rodney at 1-800-520-1067, good luck indeed. You go into the drawing and someone wins this amazing prize package for skiing a whole weekend in Crested Butte, Colorado. So 1-800-520-1067, your trivia questions about Colorado. Colorado. We'll do that right after 7.
What question could be, how do you pronounce it?
That's a good start.
That could be a trivia question.
It's a good start.
Poor Bean.
First, though, here's Ralph with the show.
What's the matter? Did Bean have a stroke?
Bean's not feeling so good.
Oh.
I feel like we need the return of Scissor Bean, though, just so we can all enjoy it.
What's the matter, Bean? What do you got?
I have the same thing everybody else has, which is the, you know, pneumonia or something like it.
Yeah.
The super stuffy head and the bad, bad sore throat and all of that.
Oh.
I've been doing a lot of the Scissorp at night, but I've been trying to keep it to the DayQuil during the day.
No. Go straight Scissorp.
Give us some codeine.
I have enough trouble talking without the Scissorp.
Oh. No, but you're so much more fascinating on it.
I need some Sizz to the earth. Right?
Kobe.
Right.
Hey, Mariah Carey's had enough of you people. She's taking a break from all media appearances and social media posts she posted in social media.
Okay.
Apparently, she cannot cope with what happened over New Year's Eve on the rockin' Dick Ryan Seacrest Countdown Clark Hour.
That's what it's called.
Here's my favorite part of her Twitter post where she told us she wasn't going to post on Twitter anymore. Listen, guys, they foiled me. She said,
"They foiled me.
Foiled again. Curses." She claims that the medley of hits that she was asked to perform on the show turned into an opportunity to humiliate me and all those who were excited to ring in the new year with me, and that her feelings are so hurt she can no longer appear on social media or on television. So she's going to take a little break from the public eye to try to put things back together again. Once you're foiled,
right?
You got to take a break.
You can't come back from that.
No.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Foiled. No one's been foiled since Snidely Whiplash. It was foiled by Dudley Do-Right. He was an old-timey villain with a mustache and a hat and tie people to train tracks. And Allie, are you okay? Are you on the scissor? Give me a look like she's whacked out on Molly. Going on with you?
She takes Molly when she's not feeling well.
Speaking of things and people who don't pronounce things properly, Jenna Bush Hager. She's on the NBC, she's on the Today Show. And she was the first person during the Golden Globes to call Hidden Figures Hidden Fences.
Okay.
Did you notice that, Kevin, in the Golden Globes, a lot of people are getting Fences and Hidden Figures confused and turning it into something that doesn't exist called Hidden Fences?
I did not know.
Yeah. So she was on the Today Show yesterday addressing that she did that, and she broke down into tears as she apologized for the mistake.
I don't know that it was that big a deal, was it?
Well, a lot of people said, a black movie, we all look alike. Oh, Hidden Figures and Fences, two black movies, just get them all mixed up. Whitey, a lot of people said that.
I mean, to be fair, yesterday I confused Night Manager with Night Ranger.
That's true.
So I get it.
So it sounds racist.
Yeah.
Right. So she was talking to Pharrell Williams at the time when she screwed it up. And after he saw her breakdown on Today's Show, he tweeted in defense. I thought it was pretty sweet. Don't worry, Jenna Bush Hager. Everyone makes mistakes. Hidden Fences does sound like an intriguing movie, though. Just saying. Which I thought was sweet. So, plus, she's a Bush. It's in her genes.
That's true.
She's genetically predisposed to say things right?
I think she might be one of the sweetest. Just watching her, she's just very authentic in herself. Anyone that thinks there was any maliciousness to that needs a little bit of help.
Sometimes she's just inferior.
Oh, that's right.
Her dad used to mess things up.
I get it.
I don't think you understand.
She's a sweet little spirit.
Her father was president. He made mistakes.
You're going nuclear right now.
I'm going nuclear.
Now hiring both locations.
No, they're not hiring anymore. They filled those positions. Here's some music news. Green Day has added a summer leg onto its Revolution Radio Tour, beginning August 1st in Auburn, Washington, then wraps up
It's September 13th in Chula Vista, California. Opening act for all those shows will be Catfish and the Bottlemen, who I am not familiar with, but the name has sold me. I love that name, and I'm in. Green Day will also play, of course, Wrigley Field in Chicago and the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California later in the year. So a lot of chances to see Green Day on the road. And Tool frontman Maynard has also announced he's taking one of his bands back on the road. A Perfect Circle has not toured in 6 years, but they've just put 20 dates on a schedule, including two nights in Vegas on April 7th and 8th, if you want to check them out. Anybody want to check them out?
Sure.
All right. And country music star Travis Tritt.
Nope.
Wants you to shut up. He just tweeted yesterday, advice to all actors, musicians, and entertainers. Please stick to your crafts that we all love you for and drop the political rhetoric. Nobody wants or cares to hear what any celebrities have to say about politics. Do your craft and leave politics to the politicians.
Isn't he an entertainer?
Yes, Bean.
Speaking out about politics?
Ah, yes, the irony.
So why should we care what he says?
Good point. This is like that age-old riddle. I always tell the truth. I am lying. Right?
Right.
Your head explodes. Yeah. It's a riddle and a conundrum wrapped by a puzzle. How can an entertainer who's saying entertainers shouldn't talk about politics talk politically and tell other people not to talk about politics?
Right.
Oh, Travis. You've confounded us once again. Foiled. Foiled by Travis Tritt. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Sarah Shahi. She is 37 years old today. Flight of the Conchords. Jermaine Clement turns 43. George Foreman. Who's he training in the big fight between Soulja Boy and Chris Brown?
I don't think he has a fighter in that one.
Maybe he'll be the referee. He'll do some grilling in between.
Making burgers the whole time.
Making burgers in between rounds. He's 68 years old today.
Did you have one of those?
George Foreman grill? Yeah. Hell yeah.
The best, right?
Awesome.
I had one too. Good.
You had one, Bean?
Yeah, they're real good.
And Kevin?
Grease and the fat would just roll down into that little tray.
And then just wipe it off.
Oh, piece of cake.
They were the best.
Oh, are you kidding me? It was on television. You think I didn't buy one?
That's true.
Something was
very
on
true.
Television. Ralph bought it.
That's right. Singer Rod Stewart turned
seven. The one with the bun warmer on top?
I never got the bun.
Oh, I went all out.
I just got the grill.
Okay.
That was a single dude's best friend. It really was. You just put that. I mean, I don't think I used any other appliance in my kitchen for about a year and a half. I would just do everything on the grill and then just eat. Good stuff. Singer Rod Stewart, 72 years old today. And singer Pat Benatar.
Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
Yeah.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Oh. Patty B. Right? Come on.
Does she go by with Patty B?
Come on.
She does. Oh. God damn it. So good. She's 64 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Hey, Rock. Hold 106.7.
Hold on.
Hey, Rock. Rodney on the Rock Show.
We usually wait till the song ends, but go ahead.
All right. That's Monkees.
STP. On... Nirvana.
Hey, Rock. 106.7. Right. The K-Rock.
Right.
Rockin'
Rodney.
Morning show with
all right.
Rodney.
All right. Let me
the
take
Rodney
it from here because I'm doing so well, Rodney.
106.7 K-Rock.
Since you're here.
Rodney in the morning.
Okay, since you're here,
Rodney
we want you
am.
To... Okay, thank you, Rodney. We want you to help us give away the ultimate getaway prize package to Crested Butte Mountain Ski Resort in Colorado. I understand you know everything there is to know about Colorado.
I love Colorado.
Did you grow up there
my
or something?
My favorite state of all the states.
That's okay. Fantastic. Okay. Right. So if you... If you have a trivia question, 1-800-520-1067 to win this prize package. All we're asking you to do is stump Rodney.
Can you stump Color Rodney? Can you stump Color Rodney? Can you stump Color Rodney now?
Yeah, wigwam bam.
All right, Colorado backwards is Odorolock.
Okay, I'm not sure good. How that helps us. But listen, Rodney, here's the thing before we go to the calls. Again, this isn't, I know you love the 80s
love
music.
Love the 80s.
Right, that's not what this is about.
Oh,
so,
right.
So none of your answers should
Pat
reflect
Benatar.
That. Right, but
it's
what we're doing is, these are questions about the state of
Happy
Colorado.
Birthday, Pat Benatar.
Keep that in your mind, okay?
All right, who are you?
All right, who's first here, Kevin?
First, we have Jennifer in Compton. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Stump Rodney, please.
All right, Rodney, what is the mascot of the University of Colorado?
Adam Ant. All right, what I win.
Is it Adam Ant, Jennifer?
It is the Buffaloes.
The Buffaloes. That's great question,
Godhead.
Jennifer.
Thanks.
Okay. Hang on, you are in the drawing. You're one step closer to winning the ultimate getaway prize package to Crested Butte Mountain Ski Resort in Colorado. Who's up next?
All right, let's go a little bit more general. Let's go to Artie in Pomona. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Stump Colorado.
All right, what is the largest Colorado university?
Largest Colorado university? Colorado School of Rock.
Oh, that's not it.
Is it the Colorado School of Rock?
Cool.
It is actually the University of Colorado.
Okay.
Ooh,
all right, Artie.
Never heard of it.
You've never heard of it?
No.
0-2, but don't feel bad. We got plenty more calls
for you. All right. I love Colorado.
All right, let's go to Matt in Santa Clarita. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how's it going? Good morning.
It's going well. Stump Colorado.
Crested butt.
When did marijuana become legal in Colorado?
Marijuana become legal in Colorado? 1983.
Was it 1983, Matt?
That year.
It was not. It was December 10th, 2012.
Right. That's a lot more recent. Maybe you remember it from the news, Rodney.
All right.
Why all right?
News.
You got it wrong.
Love the news. Huey Lewis and those guys, they make great music. The news.
Okay.
That's the name of his backup band, Kevin.
Let's. I know that, Rodney. Yeah, I get that.
You're not even looking at me. You're staring at something else.
I'm looking at the lines. We're lining
on,
up people
Kevin.
To talk to you.
All right.
Jonah in Long Beach.
You're the one I like.
Stump Colorado.
All right, Colorado.
Yes, Jonah, go ahead.
Awesome. When did Colorado become part of the United States?
Not yet.
Not yet. Is that correct, Jonah?
Don't think it's a state,
they're
Rodney?
Right on the precipice.
Is not yet the answer, Jonah?
That is not the answer.
What is it?
August 1st. 1876.
All right, someone's got Google. All right, hang on, Jonah. You're in the drawing. Well done.
Congratulations, Colorado, being finally a state.
It's been a state for a long time, Rodney. All right, let's go to John in Long Beach. Hi, John.
Yeah, what is the name of the NHL hockey team in Colorado?
The Tacos.
The Tacos?
Why the Tacos, Rodney? Why would you guess that?
Putting on the Ritz.
Oh, I see.
Love Taco.
Okay, all right.
John, is that correct?
No, it's the Avalanche.
It's the Avalanche.
Colorado Tacos.
No.
Sounds awesome.
It is, but that doesn't exist.
We are playing for a ski resort package to Crested Butte, Colorado right now with Stump Rodney. We got time for a couple more real quick.
All right, let's go to Adam in Corona. Hi, Adam.
Hello there.
All right.
Stump Colorado.
Hey, Rodney, what famous beer company was developed in Golden, Colorado in 1873?
Devo.
Is that a famous beer company?
Yep.
Yes. You're standing by it, are you, Rodney?
I am. I love a nice cold Devo after work.
Is that the correct answer, Adam?
Muffins.
No, it was Coors.
Coors.
Now, Rodney, certainly you've seen the commercials, right, for Coors, Golden, Colorado? You've seen
right? Less filling. Tastes great.
There you go. Although that may be another beer.
No,
it's another beer, I think.
It's Miller Lite.
Okay. All right. How about one
more,
Kevin?
Thanks for all your help, though.
All right. Let's go to Omar in Los Angeles. Hi, Omar.
Hey, guys. Rodney, where is the New Belgium Brewery located?
The New Belgium Brewery?
Yes.
Guessing Belgium.
It's a good guess, considering it's Colorado. Is it Belgium?
Belgium, Colorado.
No, it's Fort Collins, Colorado.
Right. Yes. I don't feel like that guy should win.
It's anticlimactic, isn't it? All right. Thank you for the call. No, you are in the call.
Better questions.
Technically.
All right. So Jennifer and Artie and Matt and Omar and Jonah and John and Adam all were able to stump Rodney. They're all in the running for the trip to Crested Butte Mountain Ski Resort from Alaska Airlines, round trip airfare from LAX to the city of Crested Butte, 3 nights hotel accommodations, lift tickets, ski rentals, and more. Allie McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Jennifer.
Jennifer. Yeah! Congratulations, Jennifer.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the trip. Thanks for playing the game.
Can you stump Colorado now?
Yeah, wigwam bam.
So yesterday on the program, we're breaking down the Golden Globes, which aired on Sunday night. And Allie would not stop talking about how hot Michael Keaton looked
on
the Golden Globes.
Always.
You know, skinny little bald Michael Keaton. Old
not
man
skinny.
Keaton.
No,
right?
Not old.
Old man Keaton.
Old man
Keaton. I can just about walk. I can't hold any walk. I can't see too far and I can't hear too good.
And look, he's a very talented actor. We're all fans of Mr. Keaton.
Sure.
It's a treat anytime he's in a movie. But you don't. I'm surprised to see a young, vibrant, healthy woman like you, Allie, look at him in anything other than a grandfatherly way.
I've thought forever that he's sexy. And Ralph made the comment he wasn't even attractive in the 80s during Mr. Mom. And that's just, it's just not true. He is a handsome, sexy man.
So let me ask you this. Is it because you found him attractive when he was younger a long time ago and just have always had such affection with him that the fact that he's gotten so much older, you don't even feel that anymore because you've always loved Michael Keaton?
I think he's gotten a lot hotter over time.
Really?
Absolutely.
How old is Michael Keaton?
He is 65.
And
yeah. I jotted down the ages of the men that I find really attractive, and
right.
I might have a problem. Yeah.
Well, and we were talking about this off air yesterday. Look, there are a few women who seem to defy time that mm-hmm. most men look at and go, you know what? She's a lot older than my type, but I still. Like Helen Mirren comes to mind as just being a gorgeous woman at
sure.
any age. She's a gorgeous
sure.
woman. But there aren't very many of those for men. There aren't very many women in that category. It seems like talking to you and, hey, Christine from The Office is
hey
in here as well. It seems like you guys are a lot more forgiving when it comes to how many years your man have.
I think you misspoke. It's not shallow.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, that
okay.
may be another way
yeah.
to look
yeah.
at it.
Probably.
Christine
sure.
had an interesting one yesterday, though, that she busted out during the meeting.
I mean, I don't think it's weird, but I really think that our vice president, Joe Biden, is pretty hot.
And how old is Uncle Joe?
Joe Biden is 74.
74?
He's just so, like, manly, you
yeah.
know? Like, I feel like he would just, get, like, take care of business.
He'd get
you
stuff
know?
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pass some bills. You know what
so,
oh, yeah.
so let me ask you
oh,
this,
yeah.
Christy. Let
you.
Me go a little deeper on this. There can't be very many 74-year-olds you're attracted to. In this case, is it because he seems like a super smart guy and a super powerful guy? Is that the attraction for you?
He just seems like he's, like, really kind mm-hmm. and really mm-hmm. smart. And there was also this, I got to say, it's like BuzzFeed or something like that, very recently, an article circulating with all these photos of him when he was younger.
Oof.
And he was smoking.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of helped.
Right.
Help that along a little bit, too.
But we also share Liam
Hold on a
Neeson.
Second. Before you move on,
Liam
Allie.
Neeson, yeah.
Oh,
good.
Before
oh
you move
God.
On.
Jesus Christ.
All day.
Yeah,
you can't
yeah,
stop
okay.
Liam Neeson,
oh,
B.
Yeah.
Oh. You can't stop him.
And how old is he?
He is 64.
Daddy.
Yes.
Bacon.
All right,
you know
so,
what I'm saying?
So would you date a 64-year-old?
If it Liam was Liam Neeson? Heck yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So I would do things with Liam Neeson that I've never done before.
So it goes beyond just seeing the guy on the TV and going, he's so attractive. You would actually date him.
Absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, is there an upper age limit for you girls?
I think age is just a number, Bean. As long as you're vibrant, you've got mm-hmm. a get up and go in your heart.
Or if you're Liam Neeson.
Or if you're Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Colin Firth, though, is my youngest crush, and he's 56.
Ooh.
Yeah, Colin Firth.
I don't,
Clive Owen for me. Clive
Ooh,
Owen.
Yeah, I get
yeah.
that, too.
I don't have this category, which is absurd. I think it's guys are more stupid, probably.
See,
I don't have
about,
that category. No, other than Kathy Bates, that's it for me.
Well, that's understandable. I think that's everyone's.
I feel like I think that if I was on vacation and I got kidnapped and somehow put into like a Eastern European
Wait,
like, sex trade or something,
like
no,
you
Liam
taken?
Neeson could come get
right.
me.
Right.
Hold
totally
on.
Would.
I didn't know
yeah.
those were the circumstances.
Yeah.
Those are the circumstances that I'm into Liam Neeson. Because he's got a very special set of skills.
He does.
I didn't realize those were the situation.
All right. So we thought it might be fun to take some calls from the ladies in the audience at 1-800-520-1067. We're talking about these guys who are the upper ages that you still find super sexy. Like you're
perfect
even
ages.
Perfect. You're even surprised that you're into a 74-year-old man, but something about this celebrity does it for you. We want to find out who that person is that still has it at that age. 1-800-520-1067. What about Tom Selleck, you guys?
Never.
Never. Really?
No, never did it for
adorable.
Me.
A
lot of ladies love him.
Yeah, but adorable is different. Adorable is different than hot.
I will say this. I met an older actor about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and I would have done it. And that man is Clint Eastwood, and he was probably 81.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm saying. But he was charming, and he was witty, and he was hot, you guys.
Clint Eastwood is 82 now, so yeah.
Wow. I think he might even be older.
Wow.
I think he might be 86.
Guys, I met him a couple years ago, too, and I would do the same thing.
Kevin gets it.
He's hot.
How about, let me ask you a couple more, then we'll take a break and take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. How about one of the sexiest men of all time, and I know that there are those who believe he never lost it, even though he's well into his 80s, and that's Mr. Sean Connery.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Mm-mm.
Is it because you perceive him to be a dick?
Domestic abuser. I'm not into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael Caine. But... how about Michael Caine?
Yes. All day.
Really?
Michael Caine.
79-year-old Michael Caine.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
I'm not on that one, no.
Oh, yeah.
Burt Reynolds.
No.
76.
No. These are easy calls for Ellie.
Yeah.
Robert Redford, 75.
No.
What, Robert Redford?
No, I
would do Robert Redford.
You would?
Come on.
Go on.
No. Warren Beatty.
No.
One of the most handsome men in Hollywood.
Yeah, nothing.
Not for you. Mm-hmm. How about you, Christine? Warren Beatty?
No, I'm out too.
Out too on that. Yeah. Okay.
Woody Allen.
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Ladies, we want to hear from you. Who are your senior citizen crushes? You're even surprised that you love this person. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:35.
I don't know what you're playing right there, but the end of it sounds just like a Third Eye Blind song.
That was a Third Eye Blind song.
We are getting some real insight into the ladies that work on the Kevin and Bean Show. Allie and Christine are both in studio, and also the ladies that listen to the show. We're talking about your grandpa fetishes, because apparently there are a lot of guys out there that are so old, yet you would still do them. We're going to go to some phones here in 1 second at 1-800-520-1067. Let me run a couple by you from the Kevin and Bean social media. Christina writes in, Ed Harris, yes, please.
Yes. All right.
Annette says, Mark Hamill, 65, yes.
Absolutely.
Nikki said, you do Mark Hamill just for the story, though, right, Ellie? I mean, as a Star Wars
fan,
how do you not? How about Nikki, who says about this 67-year-old all day, every day, and that man is Richard Gere. Richard Gere, by the way, has aged fantastically.
I'll take 5 Sam Elliotts instead.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Sam
right.
Elliott.
I didn't realize we could trade.
Yeah,
awesome.
We can.
It seems like females are so much more forgiving than males.
Yes. Sam Elliott is so hot.
All right.
Let's take some calls. Start with Kelly Westwood, please. She's up first, line one here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She may be about to mention, I could be wrong, but I think she's about to mention the oldest person that has been put in this category. Let's see if it works for you guys.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Who's the guy?
Good. So definitely. Oh, Jack Nicholson, 100%, since I was 12 years old.
Really?
Ah.
There's no way he doesn't ever get too old for you to find him sexually attractive?
Well, there are times. He's just the coolest guy on the planet, and it started in As Good As It Gets for mm-hmm. my sister and I. And then we just started watching, like, Chinatown and, you know, just seeing him courtside at the Laker game. It is 100% Jack Nicholson. He's going to be 80 this year, so.
Wow.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I hope your dream is fulfilled. You need to start finding out where he hangs out and make that happen. Thank
hangs
you, Kelly.
On. Hangs on was correct.
Let's try Laura Santa Ana Live 2 up next. I think this one's going to get a lot of upvotes from the room, too.
Hey, Laura.
I think so, too. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
So, absolutely 100% since I was a kid, Patrick Mother Effing Stewart. Oh, my God.
Laura, when he was in here, he literally walked out the door. I don't think the door was closed, and I looked around the room and said, I would. I mean, he is so sexy and so charming.
And so nice.
And he has...
and his eyes.
I can't.
Yes, and he has no idea that he's Patrick Stewart and should not be that nice. That's what was fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so quick, super quick funny story. My son and his friends were playing Cards Against Humanity, and one of the cards was like, have sex with Patrick Stewart. And this teenage girl goes, ew, oh my God, who would, you know, F Patrick Stewart? And I went, excuse me. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, Miss Gregory, I didn't mean to say the F word.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, no, I just meant, I would totally
I would.
That's awesome. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
By the way, congrats to Laura for saying quick story, and then she made it a quick story.
Very well done. Yeah. Monique, Long Beach Line 4, please, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Got a local celebrity on the list here.
Hey, Monique.
Yes.
This is
Dallas Rains.
Dallas TV weatherman Dallas Rains.
I love it.
Perfect California tan and that
does it
smile.
Look? Does it look perfect to you? Because it looks like it's painted on to me.
And he's so leathery looking.
How is that a positive? That was gonna.
I
was gonna say leathery as a negative.
I mean, and that golden hair.
Mm. Right.
Are you shiny suits?
Are you just being funny?
No, I swear.
Really?
Okay.
Since I was
right.
little.
All right.
Wait, what about a shout out to Dr. Drew too, though, because he's jacked.
Dr. Drew is a handsome
quite
man.
Handsome.
Yeah, he's pretty buff.
He's not old enough for me, though.
Yeah, he's not old enough. That's the problem.
Exactly. All right, thank you for the call, Monique. We appreciate you listening. We love you. Let's try Harmony Lake Elsinore, please. Up next, line 5.
Hey, Harmony.
Hi.
Hi there. Older celebrity you find sexually attractive?
Al Pacino.
Really?
Huh.
Now,
oh,
yeah. Al Pacino in the 70s and 80s, 100%. Everyone would do him. But now?
No, he's got that voice. And, oh, yeah, totally.
All right.
Interesting.
You say so. You guys will let you'll let her have Al Pacino, right?
Yeah,
None of you
can
are...
have him,
yeah.
Harmony.
Yeah.
You're not
going to
fight
we're,
over?
We're givers that way. Absolutely.
All right. Let's go to Glendale Police Line 6. It's going to be Nairi up next. By the way, notice how many of these there are. If
yeah.
we were doing this topic in reverse for women, we would have run out about 10 minutes ago.
Right.
Yeah, because we're much more shallow. Hi, Nairi.
Hi, good morning.
Who would you go with?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Well, he's a youngster compared to the old dudes we're talking about. He's in his early 50s, right?
Early 50s, but...
I mean, we had Jack Nicholson that was 80. I'm not even sure Johnny Depp is in the category.
Up there, though.
Yeah, he might not be. You may have to wait about 5 years and call back, but thank you for the call. Hey, Allie, how about you and Jerry Lewis?
I hate you.
I'm just asking.
No.
I heard some tapes the other day, and it just made me wonder if maybe 90-year-old Jerry Lewis is attractive enough for you.
No.
All right, let's go to Carla Whittier, line 7, up next, please.
Check again, Bean. We might have that tape.
Hi,
hey, Carla.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. My favorite is the original Wild and Crazy guy himself, Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Now, Steve Martin. Now, how old do you reckon he is? He's got to be around 60, I would think, right?
71.
Is he really?
He's 71. Wow.
Yeah.
He's just had gray hair for so long. I guess I got confused on how old he is. Well, he's another one of those guys who seems like super smart and super funny and super nice on top of that. And I bet that makes him more attractive too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
He seems very smart and hilarious.
All right.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate that. Let's try Riverside Deborah next, line 8, please.
All right. Hi, Deborah.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
So my older gentleman celebrity crush will always be Jeff Goldblum.
Will always be.
Huh.
Always be. I have had a crush on Dr. Ian Malcolm since I was probably 13 and watching Jurassic Park and just thought he was the bad boy, the ultimate sexy man. And as I've gotten older and he's gotten older, he's just gotten better.
I get it, because I love Bowser from Sha-na-na.
Wait, what? What happened?
He's smart and sexy. I think that's what appeals to me.
They're not the same person, Allie. You know that, right?
When he go. Du-du-du-du-du.
That's not him.
Yeah, he'd start the song.
That's not Jeff
that's
Goldblum.
That's Jeff Goldblum.
We're talking about a different guy.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure that's a different guy.
Agree to
All
disagree.
All right, Deborah. Thank you for the call. I'm sorry we're not going to have time for some more of these, but Steve Buscemi is on the list, you guys. Does
oh,
anyone
come
see
on.
That? Does
talk
anyone?
To that. No, let's talk to that person.
Really?
Yes.
Go to Sam. All right.
Hey, Sam.
Hello.
Steve Buscemi?
Yes, Steve Buscemi. I've had a crush on him forever.
Nope.
No, my friends make fun of me for it, but I think he's like my ultimate.
We will not allow it.
Your friends are right. Your friends are right. I'm sorry. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 8.
I read online, Ralph, that last night was the most dramatic Bachelor episode ever.
Oh.
Is it true?
It's hard to say because it's a tease over. It's a to be continued. It kind of left us on
after
a,
2 hours.
Yes, Kevin. After 2 hours. Listen, I could have taken 3 hours of last night's show easily. Wish
really?
I had another hour.
It was that good
of Corinne, particularly. Corinne needs a spinoff. She needs her own show. Corinne.
She's the villain of the piece, right?
She is. How dare you? She's a goddess, an angel,
all right,
and needs to be worshipped. And
all right.
We'll worship her in about 10 minutes.
We'll break it all down with the Bachelor Report coming up with Ralph and Petros right after the top of the hour. First time for the showbiz being here on a Tuesday. What's going on?
I want to give people a reminder, this weekend, Friday, as a matter of fact, Friday at 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I are taking the stage once again at the Improv on Melrose. for a little show we like to call Hollywood Babylon.
No.
We had a good one last week. I don't know if you guys listened to the podcast or not, but no. We have a good time, and I think you'd enjoy yourself. Why don't you come on out at 10 p.m. Friday night, Improv on Melrose. Go to improv.com to get your tickets.
In America, you should be ashamed.
For me and Kevin Smith. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed, Bo Bice, of America. Because Travis Tritt tells you you should shut up and not talk anymore about things. Your other country music fellow, your fellow country music artist, Travis Tritt, tweeted today. Well, I'll just read it to you. Advice to all actors, musicians, and entertainers. Please stick to your crafts that we all love you for and drop the political rhetoric. Nobody cares or wants to hear what any celebrities have to say about politics. Do your craft and leave politics to the politicians. Good point.
Which, is it only entertainers, actors, and people like that
actors,
aren't allowed?
Musicians, entertainers, he says.
They're not allowed to have political opinions?
They cannot talk about politics.
But other occupations, it's okay?
He's got a list here. Plumbers, okay, we got to check that off.
Just plumb.
Street sweepers, good. They can talk about it. Barrel makers.
Oh, that's odd.
You don't hear about Coopers very often, but the Coopers apparently can talk about politics.
That's a very odd distinction, is to decide by occupation who's allowed to have an opinion.
It's insane. It's insane. And well, by the way, he's a very vocal supporter of the president-elect, who was, let's not forget, ever was the host of a game show.
That's right.
Travis Tritt was?
No, Donald Trump.
Okay.
Oh, man. You're making it extra hard today. You're
wrong.
You just get right back in that car. You get back on the 405, man. That's all.
I have a friend that's on a sports show. If she tweets anything, the response immediately, stick to sports. Well, look, it's insane to me.
But that's only if someone disagrees with you.
Trust me. Sure.
Travis Tritt wants to hear what Ted Nugent has to say, I'm sure.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy times. What are you going to do, right?
What are you going to
do? I think the reasoning behind that is because you have a pulpit that you've earned in one area, but don't use it in another area.
What I mean? Nobody has to listen to anything that you say and give it. It's only the weight that you give it. If Meryl Streep says something, it's not necessarily more weighty because she's saying it. She has the opportunity and she's speaking out. If you put a lot of weight on it, that's on you. It's not on her. Mm-hmm. Don't try to silence her because you think she has undue influence. That's nuts.
That's a good point. That's well said.
Let's get back to important things. Like Channing Tatum and Dwan and Jenna Dwan Tatum. See that picture he posted?
Did not. Did
over
see
the weekend?
That. Yeah, that seemed creepy.
He posted a nude picture of his wife napping.
What?
And then captioned the Instagram, nap time equals the best time. And she looks great in it. I mean, it's not an unflattering picture.
Why
does nap time equal the best time?
Because she's lying there naked, why.
And he can creep on her and take her photo without her being awake for it.
Yeah. So
she's wrapped up in the sheets.
She's got one leg
tasteful
sort of
nudity,
thrown over to see kind of her butt.
I hope, and I don't know what their relationship is like, but I'd like to think that he got her permission to post that before he did.
I'm sure he did. Look, she's got nothing to be ashamed of.
If I look like that, I'd be posting that every day.
It's odd for dudes to post nude pictures of their wives usually, but I like the trend. I'm going for it.
Let's support it.
Let's move forward, shall we? Hey, remember when Kabbalah was the thing in Hollywood? That was the hip religion in Hollywood. Everybody was going to Kabbalah, getting their red string bracelets and
barely. That was
keeping
a Madonna.
The evil eye away from them. And
is
stuff.
That a Madonna thing?
She was one of the high profile Kabbalah followers, but also Demi Moore was a huge Kabbalahist-ite. Well, that's going away now. According to the National Enquirer, she has lost interest in Kabbalah, and she is, wait for it, rekindling her love affair with Scientology.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding? They're still drawing people?
Her mother was a big-time member of Scientology, and she left when Bruce Willis, her then-husband, refused to let her participate any longer in the religion?
Cult?
And so now that she's lost interest in Kabbalah, she's thinking about heading back to
wow!
To the eight-pointed cross as it were.
When you watch that Leah Remini show.
Yeah, I was going to suggest it to me first. Tune into A&E tonight and watch episode 5, I think it is, of Leah Remini's show, which has just been so terrific. It might change your mind.
It's so much worse than we thought.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I mean, if you got into it back in the day before people knew, before this much had been exposed, I could understand maybe there was some allure. But at this point, it's like starting smoking today. I think there's enough evidence out on the table that maybe it's not a good path forward.
I know that it's about you go into a desert and there's a ship somewhere and then you sign a huge check. And if you don't, they'll kill you.
And I couldn't be more excited. Showtime yesterday was giving its presentation in front of the Television Critics Association. You know, they're doing their winter press tour right now. All the networks are going out talking about their upcoming programming. And Showtime trotted out one of my favorites. Writer, creator, director David Lynch came out to talk about Twin Peaks. The two-hour premiere episode of Twin Peaks will air on Sunday, May 21st. You know, when they first announced this show, it seemed like it was going to take forever to watch it. But this May, we'll be able to see the return of Kyle MacLachlan, his agent Dale Cooper, and everybody coming back to the show. They asked David what the plot line was, and he said,
I'm not at liberty to discuss that now.
So no one knows anything about what's going to happen in the show, but apparently we're promised more craziness from David Lynch.
If you don't know what that show is.
All right.
If you don't know what that show is, it's just straight crazy. I mean, it is insanity.
Yeah.
And great.
Yeah, great.
But insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's weather... partly cloudy with a chance of showers.
Yes.
Here in Los Angeles.
He used to do the weather report every morning.
He still do that, Bean?
Nah.
I don't think he
stopped
does.
A while ago, sadly. It's the only reason I would get up some days.
Note of that, too.
It will be mostly sunny today. Temperatures in the 60s in Los Angeles.
Him's just drinking coffee. Good times. I'd watch that on Showtime. I'd watch that series. Just David Lynch drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes. Tell me about the weather. Today's celebrity birthdays, Sarah Shahi. Love Sarah. 37 years old today. Play of the Concords, Jermaine Clement. He's 43. Rod Stewart's 72 years old today. Former boxer and grill master, George Foreman. Turned 68 years old.
Did he? Do I remember correctly that he had a whole bunch of kids and they were all named George or Georgina?
Yes.
Yep.
Like three or four
George
sons.
George and more. There's George the fifth, I know. There's George the fourth. Yeah, one through five, I think.
That's fantastic.
That is great.
I think if Bean had kids, he would name them all Bean.
Probably. Yeah. But I mean, I was thinking about it in George Foreman. I mean, the one who gets his name, the one who's the junior, whose name is George Foreman, I don't know, you could argue has a little bit of an advantage in life because his father was so famous, and maybe he just wanted to spread that around a little bit, give them all the opportunity to be named George Foreman.
The fifth, though.
Yeah. That's like a copy of a copy at that point, right? You're like the document's been run through the Xerox machine a few too many times. And a Pat Benatar!
We are stuck!
You leave this house!
No one can tell us where we're at!
You forget about ever coming back!
Searching out for so long!
Remember that in the video?
That video?
She's arguing with her dad.
Nailed it.
That was so cool, the way they worked that dialogue in. Those spaces.
Wow.
She starts dancing.
What did you smell like?
For that sleazy pimp guy.
That shimmy, though, right?
Right? Yeah.
So good. Wait, what? Lady.
What's that lady want to know?
What did she say?
Hit the rock button. Just supposed to be this.
Wow.
I liked what you played.
What did he smell like?
Did I say that?
Barely.
Yeah. Yesterday. When Meryn Dudgey was talking about meeting Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, God.
What did he smell like?
Yeah. You can't be all weird and then be upset when we weird back at you.
Accept it.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Are we worthy to hear this report that you're about to bestow upon us, Ralph?
I think yes. I think you are. Yes.
Okay, good. 8:05 on Tuesday mornings or thereabout is when we get into the Bachelor Report. We welcome our old friend P. Petros Papadakis from the Petros Money Radio Show on AM 570. How are you, Petros?
Good morning. I'm feeling good today. How are you?
What was more exciting in your house last night? The last second Clemson touchdown to win the college football national championship, or two more hours of The Bachelor with Nick?
Look, I love seeing Lando blow up the Death Star. Honestly, that was pretty cool. But at the same time, I got pretty excited about this chick from Florida in the first hour. I liked that raw sexuality and combined with the just stupidity of Florida, South Florida. It got me going a little the first hour, Ralph.
All right, let's not forget a healthy dose of booze, P. That always helps.
Oh, yeah, always with a 9 a.m. glass of Chardonnay. Yeah, very nice, exactly. Very sweet in the morning.
It's time for the Bachelor Report.
It's time. We got the Big P and Gar, man, and they watch The Bachelor, so you don't have to, man. Girls drinking, hallelujah.
Woo-hoo!
Girls crying, hallelujah.
Woo-hoo!
Girls crazy, hallelujah.
Woo-hoo!
The Bachelor Report, we're going to give it to you.
Woo-hoo!
The Bachelor Report, we're going to give it to you. The Bachelor Report, we're going to give it to you. The Bachelor Report is in the spot, so you don't have to watch.
Hey, I think you have to agree with me that this... You got to give it up to the producers of The Bachelor because this season, first of all, I think maybe the best-looking batch of women on the show in a while.
Yeah.
Right?
And very buoyant.
Yes, very buoyant.
That's a good way to put it.
But also, the way the producers are orchestrating these women, the way they're setting them up to succeed, and by succeed I mean fail horribly, has been magical. You mentioned her early in the report. Let's dedicate this particular episode of The Bachelor Report to the lovely Corinne from Florida, shall we?
Oh, I love her.
She's
the best. I love the state of Florida because it's just dipped in that hot water on the Atlantic on one side, the Gulf on the other.
Yes.
It is just it's a sexual place where people use sex.
Right.
Forever. And the Starbucks has a DJ.
Yes. It is America's tea bag. You're right. It just sits there in that hot water just brewing. And Corinne, she is a woman who knows what she wants. She is very excited about this group date that they all go on with the photographer, Franco. Franco is going to take the pictures of all the beautiful ladies.
And did he look like Anthony Kiedis to you at all?
He did. A little Kiedis vibe to him. The premise was that they were going to get Nick to portray the groom in a series of wedding photographs with all these women. And the wedding photographs would have different themes, like the 80s, or perhaps Adam and Eve, so there'd be like a topless girl just with a leaf bikini on.
Those women must have been salivating at the thought of being Nick's bride for a photo.
Oh, they were getting into the role play pretty seriously. None any more so than Corinne, however, who has determined that she was going to go in guns blazing.
I was the first to kiss him, and my name was first in the date card. I'm just full of number ones. So it's better than being number two. We're going number two.
Oh, she's got a point.
Wow.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Wow.
Better than taking a poop on the date, I guess. So as they're getting ready to...
I don't know why that had to be brought in.
Neither. I don't know why she went there.
Agreed.
But she's in a bikini. She's in a white bikini, and she's going to be in wedding pictures with Nick in the pool.
Okay.
Now, she thinks she's got a slam dunk here because it's the sexiest of all the bridal outfits. However, then another young lady comes out dressed as Eve with no top on.
Oh.
Just with like a little leaf bikini bottom on. She's going to play Eve to his Adam, and that does not sit well with Corinne.
Brittany is half naked, and that's freaking me out. I feel like she looks so cute in the topless outfit. She better not steal my thunder, or I will literally punch her in the face.
She will punch her in the face. That's the plan.
Literally.
That's
literally
a solid plan.
Hey, I like punching somebody in the face better than I like blowing it out.
Better than number two. You're right. So she gets in the pool, and here's the thing. The producers are genius because they wait and hold on to her for the last photo shoot. And while she's waiting, they're just giving her copious amounts of white wine. Just magnums of Sauvignon Blanc or whatever they have handy, and she is hammered by the time she gets into the pool. So what does she do with her bikini top when she hops into the photo shoot?
I'm guessing it came off.
Whips it off, Kevin, you're absolutely right. And then invites Nick to hold her boobs Janet Jackson style. Remember that famous cover of Rolling Stone magazine?
Sure.
Nick obliges.
Kind of to be a bra.
To be a hand bra.
A hand bra,
thanks,
right.
A hand bra, exactly.
Thanks for clarifying that.
And drunk Corinne could not be happier about the results of their photo shoot.
Nick held my boobs today like he'd held my boobs. Okay? No one has ever held my boobs like that.
Please.
No one ever will.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
I think those boobs have been handled quite
Is she
quite
the
frankly.
Golden Vagine girl?
Well, she is the Platinum Vagine, I'll have
I'm
you know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was about to say, it's like, what do you mean no one's ever helped?
That's what I'm saying. Oh. Yeah, that's nonsense.
Come on. They've been used like speed bags at Floyd Mayweather's gym. Are you kidding me? So she continues to get just hammered. And it's the fight. It's the cocktail party after the group date.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's still on it.
I think about the rhythm. It's the rhythm of Mayweather's fast hands on those boobs.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
It's the cocktail party after the date, and they're all gathering around trying to get some Nick time. Now, here's the thing. She won the photo competition, so she got extra time with Nick.
Oh, okay.
She grabs him at the beginning of the cocktail party after the group date and gets extra time with Nick. Then while other women are trying to talk to Nick, she keeps interrupting them to get more time with Nick.
Wow. She was drunk. She was drunk, Ralph.
She was very drunk, and she was very aggressive in terms of, like, interrupting other people's conversations.
Was that annoying Nick, or was he good with that?
He's a mumbling fool.
Can't tell?
He does seem to struggle with her forthrightness. It seems like she definitely is taking the lead in the relationship, and he is kind of just going along with whatever she plans.
She interrupted him like 5 times and just stuck her tongue down his throat.
Yes. And every time she comes up and says, can I interrupt again? He goes, yeah, okay, and he sends the woman away. He's really inappropriate. Well, one woman, Taylor, has had enough, and she gets interrupted by Corinne. She goes back after that and interrupts Corinne to get her time
back. It's on.
Double interrupt.
She got re-interrupted, as Corinne keeps saying over and over again throughout the episode, and she is furious.
I'm really pissed. Wait, I'm confused. You went back and forth? She re-interrupted me, which I think is very rude. I interrupted Taylor, and then she came and re-interrupted me. There's a way to go about things. The way I go about things is very classy and not directed toward a character in general. The way she did it was very directed toward Corinne. I'm like, okay, Taylor, if you take a direct hit at Corinne, I'm going to say something.
Oh, you don't take a direct hit at Corinne.
That's what I've heard. She's going to say something.
I might say something.
Right, that was the threat.
She goes third person. I wonder how many magnums of the Sauvignon she needed to start with the third person, because it started to flow after that like she was a wide receiver.
She did talk about Corinne quite a bit, and I like you don't direct a thing at a character as a person, which no one knows what that means. Anyway, the next day, she's very happy with her progress in the game so far. She thinks she's one step closer to being Nick's bride, which is her ultimate goal. But more importantly, I think she's earned the praise of someone very close to her.
Today was just a dream come true. I stepped out of my comfort zone many different times and angles. Dad would be proud, even though I was naked. He would be proud.
Dad would be proud.
Sure.
That she got in the pool and got the hand bra.
Right.
She took her top off.
That's what every father wishes for his drugs. Daughter.
That's what every father wants to see.
I just hope my daughter, who's sleeping upstairs right now, can get on The Bachelor and somebody can cup those boobs. And like she can get that rose on a group date, and I'd be like, wow, my daughter's really made it.
Dad would be proud.
You want her,
she can get on The Bachelor in Paradise.
You want her boobs to be held the way they've never been held before.
Not ever again.
Maybe never again.
Not since those days at the Vegas gym.
That's right. With money. Danielle M., She admitted later in the show that she found her fiancé who overdosed on drugs personally. That was a bit of a reveal. That took some of the fun out of the show last night.
Wow, that's nice.
And Liz, the girl he had the one-night stand with earlier, he met at the wedding.
Was this a little belabored, Ralph?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, this whole thing has been a little stupid. It was a miss by the producers, but at least they tried to get rid of it in a catastrophic way.
Yeah, he said he sent her home last night after realizing that, look, if you really wanted a relationship with me, you could have contacted me any time in the past 6 months.
He said that to her?
He said that to her.
He had some spine?
She's a weirdo doula with a big, weird back tattoo and all kinds of poked holes in her face. She doesn't fit with these other chicks. She's a doula.
Yet he boned her at a wedding.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
Well, that's where it stayed.
Any port in a storm, right, Pete? Come on.
But why did the production put her on the show as if none of these other women have ever had sex with anybody and made a whole big deal out of it, and now they made a cliffhanger out of it, and it's like, This is a setup by production. This has nothing to do with mumbling dumbass Nick.
But it does look like some of the women react poorly to the news that there was.
I don't get that either.
That there was a girl on the show who had sex with Nick previously. Looks like there's some jealousy that arisen from this.
But she's gone, right?
She is gone.
Does he send her home?
But her essence remains, Kevin.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know what that means. But
they're not mad that they had sex and he forgot? Because that would concern me a little bit.
He didn't
bit.
Really forget. He remembered pretty soon after the fact that they had had sex.
When she reminded him?
Did you
him?
Know it was at Jade and Tanner's wedding? Because yes. They said that about 75 times.
They did mention that, yes.
All right, so we're back with a new episode Monday night, new Bachelor Report next Tuesday at this time, right?
You got it.
Thank you, P.
Bye.
All right, we have tickets for you to go see U2 May 20th at the Rose Bowl. You need to be familiar with their music.
Yes, here's the thing. Just announced yesterday, U2 is touring on the back of the 30th anniversary of one of their most popular records, The Joshua Tree. In fact, they're going to be performing that album in its entirety at that show at the Rose Bowl on May 20th. Tickets go on sale next Tuesday morning at 10, but you can win them right now if you love U2 and you know The Joshua Tree. We're looking for you. 1-800-520-1067. We'll play the game next on K-Rock. It has been very popular in the last few years as a hook for concert tours to perform an album from front to back. But U2 has never done it before, and they are going to do it. Yeah, they've never done it before, but they've decided with the 30th anniversary of maybe their most popular album, The Joshua Tree, they're going to do it with a bunch of dates throughout the United States and Europe throughout the summer. And they're coming to the Rose Bowl on May 20th. We are giving away tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. But this game isn't going to be easy, if I remember correctly.
It's the hardest game in the world, too. The revenge of the game, Die Harder Electric Boogaloo. If you thought words were hard, wait till you try music. This time, it's personal.
That does sound hard.
Mr. Announcer Man?
Good morning, Kevin and B.
Wow, you sound fired up for this game today.
It's hard.
It is not an easy game. All right, we have callers on the line right now.
I'm pointing at something right now.
Right. tell the listeners on the phone and those listening to the radio right now how the game is played, please, sir.
We'll play for you a piece of music featured on U2's legendary album, The Joshua Tree.
Uh-huh.
All you need to do is identify the song.
That sounds easy.
Oh, wait a minute. It'll be backwards.
Yeah!
That sounds a lot harder.
It's the hardest game in the world. I'm going to stop doing this.
Okay, yeah. That was a tough guy voice was tough to do, I bet. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Mr. Announcer Man, who's our first contestant, please?
First up is Rigo. He's from Los Angeles. He sells things.
Hey, Rigo.
Good morning, folks.
I like Rigo.
All right, are you ready for your song?
I am ready.
Identify this.
Whoa.
What song is that?
Whoa, that is pretty hard, actually. That is...
I mean, you know, pick a U2 song off that album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would be my advice.
If you don't know, take a guess.
How about... I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
All right. Good. Good so far.
I think Heather's going to be better. She's from La Crescenta. She's a wedding planner.
Hey, Heather.
Hi, Kevin and Bean.
Are you ready to hear your song?
I'm super excited.
All right.
I hope I could do it.
There it is backwards. Good luck. That was just satanic, right?
Heather, what song is that from The Joshua Tree?
I think it's With or Without You.
I'm sorry, that's In God's Country. In God's
Country. These songs sound good backwards.
All right, who's up next, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Phil. He's from Stanton, California. He manages property. Hey, you properties, get over there.
Hey, Phil.
Yo, what's happening, guys? Let's do this.
You ready?
I am.
He said, let's do it.
Do one does kind of sound the same backwards as forwards.
Say
okay, again.
Bullet the Blue Sky.
Boom! Nicely done. Hold on.
All right, one for three. That's a better way to go. Who's next, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Sheila from West Hills. She's a firefighter.
Hey, Sheila.
Hi there. Good morning.
You ready for your U2 song?
I am ready. Let's do this.
Identify this.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Sorry, that slipped through your wires.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Next up is Jennifer. She's from Sherman Oaks, and she distributes things internationally.
That's shady, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Drug dealer, right?
Hello?
No.
Okay.
Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, you ready for your song?
Ready.
Good luck.
That's with or without you.
Yeah, it is. Somebody was bound to get that right if everybody kept guessing it.
Sure. All right. Do we go out on a win and do the drawing now, or do we do what we always do and take one too many calls?
One too many.
Next up is Ruben. He's from Walnut.
Hey, Ruben.
What to do?
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Good luck. Still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Sorry, Ruben. Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. Jennifer's in the drawing. So is Phil. They're both in the running to win tickets to see you two at the Rose Bowl on May 20th with the Lumineers opening up. Allie McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Phil.
Phil.
Yeah. Phil.
Congrats, Phil.
Yes, yes.
Easy there, Phil.
Okay, all right, with Gusson.
All right.
Thank you, Phil. Enjoy the show. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
Thank you, Kevin and B.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:52.
Freaking hospital ward around here. I've had an ass full of you people. I got the one in the other room.
We're all good.
She's in an iron lung. Christine.
Right.
She's barely hanging on.
Right.
Kevin here with 117-degree temperature comes waltzing in whenever hell he wants. And Allie's over here just blowing snot bubbles. What's going on?
There's something wrong with this room. I've
it's
said
January.
It since I started.
That's
not
what's
the
going
room.
On, Ralph.
Yeah.
I'm fine. It's you people.
Ralph is fine.
Keep your sick at home.
Iron Man over here.
Getting your bubbles.
Libtard.
No, different kind of bubble.
Hey, guys.
And this one. And then we got Scissor Bean on codeine cough syrup up there.
Yeah, I'm barely hanging on myself here.
You're all a mess.
Listen, guys, we're going to rally because we have a delightful guest coming in the 9 o'clock hour. Caitlin Olson is going to be here.
I love
the stars of It's Sunny in Philadelphia. Of course, the star of the big breakout new Fox hit called The Mick. She'll be joining us coming up right after 9. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What else is it going on?
Doing the best we can, Ralph.
Can you hear that on the mic?
Yeah. When you snort right into it, everybody can hear it.
I've got allergies.
That Mick, by the way, is so funny.
That is funny.
Love me the Mick.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It sounds more creepy every time you play it.
Every time.
It does. Hey, let's look at me for a minute. I was going to look at the Billboard list, and I forgot. I want to remind people that Friday at 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I will be on stage at the Improv on Melrose, and we'd love to have people come out and see us. We have such a good time during our Hollywood Babylon show that I would like to invite all the listeners to join us if they're so inclined. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets for Friday night's show. We're going to have
That's right.
That's right. I wanted to talk about the Billboard Top 10 album list, because I was fascinated by this fact. I did not realize this. But for the first time in 20 years, four soundtracks, movie soundtracks, are dominating the top 10 of the Billboard Top 10 album chart. First time in 20 years it's been the case. Number 10, the Trolls soundtrack. By the way, my kid, 6-year-old, cannot get enough of that soundtrack. And she loved that movie as well.
That's the one that has the Justin Timberlake song on it, right?
Yes, and also Anna Kendrick also performs on that soundtrack.
Wow.
The Suicide Squad album soundtrack was number 9 on the list.
Wow, it's a way bigger hit than the movie was.
Yeah. The Sing soundtrack
is eighth on the list, which is awesome, by the way. You got performances by Seth MacFarlane, who's terrific in it, plays a little mouse who sings like Sinatra. And you've got Taron Egerton, and you've got Reese Witherspoon sings on there. And really a talented bunch. Jennifer Hudson.
How about that?
Yeah, it's real good. Then we skip to an original CD by 21 Pilots. Blurry Face is seventh on the list. The Hamilton cast recording from Broadway is sixth on the list. For Your Eyes Only from J. Cole is fifth. Then Drake's Views. Bruno Mars's 24K Magic. Moana, the soundtrack from Moana, is the fourth movie soundtrack on the top 10 list at number two. And then The Weeknd with Starboy. Weeknd.
Just The Weeknd.
Number one.
Just say it, The Weeknd.
I'm reading it right here.
I know.
And it's,
I know there's no
W-E-E-K-N-D. There's right. No E
but it said,
after the K. So there would be, if there was an E there, it'd be Weeknd. But this is just Weeknd.
Right.
Like
I am,
just,
it said Weeknd.
Weeknd.
I am stunned that there is no La La Land soundtrack in that top 10.
Oh, right.
As popular as that movie has been.
It hasn't really been that popular, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard it's made over $50 million already.
Yeah.
Has it?
Got a lot of great songs in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrong.
I wonder if now after the Golden Globes, with all the love it got sent out on TV, if people will go.
I think it will be increased profile for sure with all those wins.
I saw it and loved it.
Huh.
I'm sorry, what happened now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when we were talking about the movie originally, Kevin?
Yeah.
And I said, let me tell you what's going to happen. It's my wife's dad to pick the movies, and I want to go. And I'm surprised how much a good lover I had.
That's exactly what happened.
And you said, I will never go see that movie.
Yep, that's
and then
correct.
You went to see it.
Yes.
And you loved it.
Yes.
So why don't you just go to the movies when we say they're great and then just go to those movies?
You're shaky. I don't trust you.
Next up for you, Florence Foster Jenkins.
Nope. I don't see that happening.
You are going to see that. Speaking of Seth MacFarlane, he is going to be one of the many hosts on James Corden's Carpool Karaoke show. You know, that bit from the James Corden Late Late Show has taken on a life of its own, will be its own standalone TV series, and CBS talked at the Television's Critics Association Winter Press Tour about how they're going to have 16 different hosts
That
show. So
that's interesting.
Not just Corden driving around with celebrities singing songs, it'll be a ton of people and a series of rotating hosts on that show. Seth MacFarlane, as I mentioned. John Legend will also be driving the car at some point.
Wow.
Chelsea Handler. Look, you can't win them all. Billy Eichner. How about Billy Eichner behind the wheel of a Carpool Karaoke?
You better know the lyrics, otherwise he'll yell at you.
Do you know who he's paired with?
That's a good question.
I don't, but I love him.
He used to be paired with the right person.
I can tell you.
Oh, you do?
Oh, sure.
Who?
Metallica.
That
I'm not making
awesome.
That up.
Oh, that sounds
can
awesome.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's great.
I'm in.
That's a great pairing.
Yeah.
Corden will also be one of the hosts. Apparently, he is doing an edition with Will Smith. Seth's episode, he'll be in the driver's seat with Ariana Grande. Or Ariana Grande?
No one says it that way.
Ariana Grande?
Some people say it that way. John Legend will be with Alicia Keys. Those two together. That's
perfect.
Spectacular. So I'm looking forward to this show.
And where this is on Apple Music, or where is this going to be?
CBS All Access, I believe.
Oh, all right.
If I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I got to double check that. I'm. That sounds right to me, but I could be wrong. If there's anyone in the other room who can look
funny.
Up Carpool Karaoke TV series and find which outlet of CBS's it will be airing on, we would surely appreciate that information before the end of the Showbiz Beat. Anybody? Why don't they listen to our show?
Well,
they work for us. Shouldn't they be listening to our show?
I feel like we bore them.
Yeah, that's very positive.
Apple Music buys Carpool Karaoke TV series. What does that mean? Where are you going to air it? Listen, I'm talking out loud. I should just read this.
Well, sure. Apple Music has video in addition to audio. So that's where the series will be shown. But I'm surprised that it would be something that exclusive.
Hmm.
But it's according to now Christine weighing in as well, Apple Music will be releasing Carpool Karaoke episodes on a weekly basis. So that's, I guess,
hey guys, it's going to be on Apple Music.
Thank you.
You're going to do it on a weekly basis.
Very helpful.
Thanks, once again, Dave, you are a whip crack smart. If that's a thing.
I don't that's Apple Music.
I don't think that's a thing.
I think it is.
All right. You can get it past this room today.
Whip crack smart. Right?
I think it's just whip smart.
Whip smart. Crack the whip.
Crack
yes.
the whip.
Crack the whip.
There you go.
Smart.
There you go.
Be the smart when you crack the whip.
We should
all right,
let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Sarah Shahi is 37. I miss Sarah Shahi.
I do too.
Where is she? Get her on the show.
I for some reason feel like she just wrapped a movie with Al Pacino.
Wow.
I'm saying. Oh,
I gotta tell you, that Sarah Shahi, what a great ass.
Jermaine Clement, by the way, do you see where Pacino is going to be playing Tennessee Williams on stage?
No.
At the Pasadena Playhouse in a couple months?
Did not see that.
Oh, that's right.
Come on. Al live on stage?
What did he smell like?
Is Tennessee Williams?
You get to do that southern accent that he loves to do. Ooh, wow. Oh, I'm going to write The Glass Menagerie. How about that?
Come on. Tennessee. What? Jermaine Clement, Flight of the Conchords, is 43 years old today. George Foreman, 68. Rod Stewart, he's 72 years old today. And singer Pat Benatar. All right, it's a deep cut, but yep. I like the choice. I guess someone asked for that.
Never heard that song
not,
ever.
Not a big hit, but still. It was indeed Pat Benatar, who is 64 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show, Bisbee.
Hey, she's here, you guys. Caitlin Olson just walked in. She's here in the room. She's in the studio with us.
Yeah, why don't you?
Caitlin Olson.
Hi, right. Guys.
The lady from the TV.
It's me.
Right. Why
hi, Caitlin.
Why don't you
hi.
Introduce her and talk to her?
One of the stars of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and the new breakout hit on Fox called The Mick, Tuesday nights at 8:30 on Channel 11. Ladies and gentlemen, Caitlin Olson is here.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Where are we going to start with you? My God. For starters, who can do two TV shows at the same time? What's that all about?
Oh, my God. That's so nice.
Thank God you're not married and have kids to look after also, right?
Yeah.
That'd be a disaster.
Right. Teeny tiny ones who need me all the time. It's really annoying. Yeah, no, we shoot Sunny in the spring, and then we shoot The Mick in the fall. So it's kind of like every other working woman who
oh, so you're not year-round. You're not changing your hairstyle and driving across town and filming the same day. You're able to split them up a little bit.
No. Right. Were you thinking that one was like in the middle of the night and the other one was all day long?
Do you know how TV works?
No. How does TV work?
Look, I am super talented, so I could if you needed me to, but no.
But no, that's not the case.
No.
I have heard stories about people who film one thing during the week and then they fly someplace and film another thing on the weekend, but mercifully, that's not the deal.
No,
here,
we actually, this was totally random, but we actually shoot The Mick in the exact same studio as It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Really?
That's convenient. Same stage. Very strange.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, are you amazed that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on since the Kennedy administration?
The dawn of time.
I mean, there aren't a lot of TV shows that come to mind that get 12-plus seasons. This is crazy, right?
Yeah, definitely. I really can't believe it. I feel like we've grown up. Yeah, I'm turned into a woman in that time, guys.
The
isn't
whole
that great?
Show, yeah, yeah. Whole show has
I'll walk you
woman.
Through the whole. My whole show has turned into
okay,
a woman.
Good.
So I was listening. I've been listening to you guys since I first moved to town. I listen to you every single morning,
that's
and
nice.
I remember when Ralph started, and then I started doing Sunny, and like a couple years into it, I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure he's going to review the show, and he's probably going to love it because like, he's really funny, and we have the same sense of humor.
And he's from Philadelphia.
And Jim Freeze from Philadelphia, and he did review it, and he didn't like it, guys.
Oh no!
And it broke my heart, and I've never recovered. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, you know, I'll be talking to him after this.
So you said it broke your heart and you've never recovered?
Well, I recovered this morning on the way here because I heard
see.
He likes the Mick.
Yeah, I love the Mick.
I'm back.
Okay, good.
Our
so
relationship
this
is back on.
This is some healing time for you.
Oh, yeah. It's been a great day. I've been waiting for this for 12 years.
Is this a dumb question to ask
yes,
when you're
yeah.
already on a very, very successful show like Sunny? Why did you want to take on yet another show?
Well, we shoot 2 months out of the year, so we only do 10 episodes of Sunny, and I'm not involved in producing it, so I don't write it, I don't edit it, so I literally, when I'm just doing Sunny, I work for 2 months out of the year.
Oh.
Yeah, so
and that does sound terrible, Caitlin.
I started to get a little bored, guys. I have two little kids at home.
I was going to say, you want to get away from them.
Well, look, it was great to be able to be basically a full-time mom for most of the year, but now they're both in school, and
okay.
it was just kind
F
of
them, right?
Yeah, so F them. They don't need a mom anymore now that they're in preschool. Right?
And with The Mick, you're very involved, right?
Yeah, so it's
you're
a
one
lot
of the producers. You're in almost every scene. I mean, it's a big, big job.
Yeah, it's a whole different experience for sure, but I'm loving it.
It's only been on for two episodes, right?
That's right. Tonight's episode three.
Describe The Mick for people who haven't seen it yet.
So it's about this sort of degenerate piece of crap woman who gets
How dare
stuck.
You? I love her.
She's great, right?
She's not a piece of crap.
No, I say that with love. I love
She's wonderful.
Of crap.
That Caitlin Olsen is good.
Yeah, I don't know if you've met me before, but I really love DeGenerates. No, she has to take care of her sister's kids against her will, and she's stuck in this very snotty town in this huge mansion, and she has to take care of these kids who are also pretty awful.
They are pretty awful.
And she's not at all welcome in that world.
No.
By anyone.
No, but she doesn't care. That's the cool thing about this character. Like, she just really doesn't care. She doesn't want to be there, but she has to be there, so she's going to make the best of it. She's going to manipulate every situation so that she, you know, can have a good time, and she's got to take care of these guys.
And your maid now has become, like, your best friend.
She is the best.
She's the best.
All this
Carla
adorable.
Jimenez. She is so funny. I love every single scene I get to do with her.
I
she's
love
amazing.
When you guys do drugs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Especially like making someone do drugs when they've never done drugs before. That's really
You're
enjoyable.
You're very manipulative.
Yeah.
On
Me?
The show.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
On the show.
Both. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In real life as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys will all be giving me money by the end of the morning.
Okay.
Well, uh-huh.
I know that, you know, you're a professional actress and you're used to saying lines and you understand the difference between the real you and the character. But is there something uncomfortable about playing somebody like her who is so rude and so mean and so all these other things? Or is it just super, super fun to be able to do that with no consequences?
Well, I think it's really fun to be able to play her because she is completely under pressure. So, you know, when she is doing all this stuff, it's just out of trying to figure out how to get control of the situation. So, I think it's really funny.
Do you like the side of it that she's not a good mother?
Yeah.
Is that fun?
I think it's
great.
Because
it seems like you spent a lot of time trying to be
mother.
A good mother, and now you're trying to undo it quickly.
Yeah, it's very cathartic, for sure. I just love watching her, just flail and try and figure it out. And, you know, it's also a family show. Like, she's got to figure it out, and you have to not feel horrible for these kids that their mom abandoned them. So our goal is...
Well, they're terrible children as well.
They're terrible children. Which, that helps a lot. But there's that one little tiny one who's not.
Oh,
he's very
with the
sweet.
Headgear
yeah.
And the drooling, the
I
wiping.
Know.
I love him.
Oh, yeah. He's so sweet.
Did you say the drooling and the wiping?
Because
the
he's
wiping.
Drooling and you always have to wipe the spit.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't seen it yet, but thank you. Thank you, Allie.
I've
you saw
it.
That episode.
Yeah, I saw it.
Kevin, I guarantee at some point in your life you put your tongue on a hot grill to make a buck.
I
guarantee
assume that's the case. I assume
at
so.
At poor person's restaurant. I laughed at that.
Oh,
I shouldn't
good.
Have.
Of course you should.
Are there, this may be a really dumb question, but has that ever happened in real life that parents, to get out of legal trouble, have just fled the country and left their children behind?
I certainly hope not.
Yeah.
I assume so.
Oh. I do, too.
I mean, it seems like the depths that people go to is just...
If you're
just
that far in and that deep, you're going to leave and just hope that you have a sister or someone to take care of them.
I don't... You're talking to someone who's got a 4 and 6-year-old. Like, the first time we sat down and had this meeting, I thought that with the John and Dave Chernin, who wrote the script, who are unbelievably talented and funny, I sat down with them. I was like, this is hilarious, and I definitely want to do it, but how do we justify the mom leaving the kids? So we just went about making her, like, the worst human being in the whole world. So ultimately, Mickey is going to be a better parent, even though every...
When
she
do
does.
You think?
ultimately. Yeah. I haven't planned that far ahead. It's just a plan.
This is the voice of Caitlin Olsen here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're talking about her new series, her other series. It's called The Mick. It's on Fox. The regular time is Tuesday nights at 8:30 after New Girl, right?
Yep.
Okay. But they've been kind of putting it all over the schedule to get in front of as many eyeballs as possible, and it's been working.
Yeah, they had us do like a special premiere on January 1st after all the football games, which was really amazing.
That's not a bad
lead-in. Big numbers. No, it was great. And then we kind of, you know, it's bound to go down on your regular night because there's not that huge lead-in, but we still got some really great numbers and lots of good feedback on our Tuesday night spot.
Is that surprising? Just knowing the business, no matter how good you think the show is, it just seems like the business is so difficult right now.
Yes, definitely. But the great news is I come from cable, so we never get good numbers. I'm totally used to it. As long as people are liking it, I'm cool. I get that Fox wants to have huge numbers, but I just, I just hope that people are thinking it's funny.
It's very funny.
Thank you.
It's very funny. It's called The Mick. It's on at 8:30 on Tuesday night. Did I say 8:30?
You did.
Which is really
all
cute.
The 8:30s at
all
night.
Of the 8:30s across the world.
I'm sorry. I apologize. You sat in traffic for a long time to get down here, didn't you?
I did. Guys, it sprinkled a little bit, so all of California shut down.
Team coverage.
Uh-huh.
That's rough. All right. Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And everybody that likes our show will love The Mick as well.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 941.
Did you guys patch it up in the other room, Ralph? You and Caitlin are cool now?
We've never been nothing but cool.
Really? Because she said that you broke her heart when she heard you talking about her show back in the early days of Philadelphia.
But I love the Mick.
Ah. Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, what have you done for me lately kind of thing. she appreciates my deep passion for that show. And we've never met before, so she can get a chance to really be angry at me about the Sunny in Philadelphia thing. But she could be happy about me loving her new show, The Mick.
So it all worked out.
So it all worked out, really.
What a nice lady she is.
I was able to avoid her for a dozen years, and it all paid off somehow.
What a roller coaster of emotion for her, though.
Yeah. Seriously.
Right?
She is so sweet and so talented and so very funny.
Very nice.
I'm happy that she came in.
Tonight at 8:30.
Even happier that she mocked Kevin for 8:30s.
Yeah.
That made me even happy. That's when I knew I truly loved her. It's on at 8:30s on Fox. And she said, all the 8:30s.
She did.
Yeah,
she said, 9:41, time for our final look at the Showbiz Beat here for Tuesday. What's going on?
Before I get to the Showbiz Beat, I'm going to give out a little something, because you people are nice. If you lasted this long on the show, you deserve a little prize. You deserve a carrot on the end of the stick, right?
Sure.
What are you looking at, Chip? That's a thing. Yeah. I'm going to give you tickets to our very special advanced screening of a movie called Split.
Yay! You're all going to die tonight.
Probably. Mm-hmm. You've seen the trailers. James McAvoy stars as a dude who's got 23 different distinct personalities. Bean. And then...
His name, strangely, is Kevin.
Is
See?
It?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And then the 24th shows up, and that's when things go south. I mean, the other 23, I get the sense, are no box of chocolates, but 24 is a dick.
And,
I
is that the one that vibe. Is that the one that kidnaps the girls and ties them up in the basement?
No, I think one of the other 23 does that.
Okay.
And then 24 shows up and...
Oh, right? I see. I got you.
Wait,
right.
What does 24 do? Something bad. I know that much. There's three girls in a dungeon who are not looking forward to 24. That's all
Understood.
I'm saying.
Understood. Right.
Because 23 is like... He's coming for you and you're not going to like it. Oh, hello, yes. I think 24 is coming. You're not going to enjoy it. Hey, let me tell you something. When 24 gets here, you're all in big troubles. Like, so all those other people are, like, warning them about the next one, and that's the one. It's bad.
So you're saying it's bad?
Not the movie. Mm. 24.
Right.
Is what I'm saying. Split. You want to see it? Give us a call now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. And you will go see it at the Krikorian Buena Park Metroplex. January 17th is the date. Movies and theaters everywhere on the 20th. You'll see it early, though, if you're one of the first five callers through at that particular phone number to see our advanced screening of Split. What? Just saying Split.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
kitty, kitty.
Congratulations to Leonardo DiCaprio and Nina Agdal. They just celebrated their 6-month anniversary together.
Oh,
they made it together for 6 months.
That's a long time for him.
In DiCaprio years?
Right?
That's like six. It's like golden anniversary. You should get them something. You should buy them a gift.
And they said it wouldn't last.
Right? They were seen at the Golden Globe after parties, gazing longingly into each other's eyes. And they seemed very, very happy together. So could not be happier for those two crazy kids. They make good-looking kids together, wouldn't they?
I would think so.
I feel like if you're the Victoria's Secret model that's dating Leo, you wake up, you know, in month three and you start to sweat, right? You start to get a little bit nervous. It's been 3 months. And then 4 months, you can't believe you're still in there.
And then he puts up the countdown calendar
right.
in the kitchen. You don't need that on the fridge every time you go for a glass of orange juice.
Right.
And he's marking off the days. It's going to make you nervous. People are still having fallout about... Meryl Streep's speech when she accepted her Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globes. A lot of people upset. MMA's upset because apparently they've got a chapped ass because she said, you know, if you throw all the outsiders and foreigners out of Hollywood, all you have to be able to watch is football and MMA. And everybody's like, what's wrong with MMA?
And she said, and those aren't arts, or the arts.
The mixed martial arts
right.
aren't really the arts, is what
right.
she was saying. Yeah. So it was a joke, but MMA fighters have bad senses of humor, and now they're going to beat her up. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
I think that's going to happen.
One guy said, get in the ring and fight, I think.
I don't think anyone said that.
Dana Carvey said,
Dana
get in
Carvey.
The ring and fight. And then
Dana White,
president of the Bellatrix.
No,
he's upset. Everyone's angry. So
Bellatrix.
Yes. So everyone, relax.
Stop it.
And then Travis Tritt, country star Travis Tritt, says no one who's an actor, musician, or entertainer should be allowed to talk about politics. Here's his tweet. Advice to all actors, musicians, and entertainers. Please stick to your craft that we all love you for and drop the political rhetoric. Nobody cares or wants to hear what any celebrities have to say about politics. Do yourself a favor. Go back in Travis Tritt's Twitter feed.
Oh, really?
And look at all of his tweets about politics. It's very funny.
Some might say he's a hypocrite.
Oh, no, you did!
Boom! Sucker!
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Someone sent me an email and said, you're a hypocrite because you said Meryl Streep can say what she says, but Travis Tritt has an opinion. He can't say his opinion. And my answer to that, telling people they can't speak in America isn't an opinion.
Will never work either.
That's counter to all things American. And it's a constitutional guarantee that you could do that for now. So I'm just saying, not really a difference of opinion. It's the law.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all about law and order.
You are.
New sheriff in town. My hypocrisy has no bounds. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rod Stewart is 72 years old today. George Foreman. Not only a boxer, but a hell of a griller, right?
Right.
Oh, did you have the small one or did you get the big one?
I had the big one with the bun warmers on top.
Warmers? What?
No, it was great.
What are you doing? What are you warming buns for?
For hamburgers. But you could also put the burgers in there, too, and keep them warm if you were making multiples. Like if you had a lot of roommates in college. I gotta go to bed.
The Foreman, George Foreman, is 68 years old today. Jermaine Clement, half of Flight of the Conchords, celebrates his 43rd birthday today. Actress Sarah Shahi. Boy, do we love Sarah Shahi around here. She's 37 years old today. And singer Pat Benatar.
That is not her.
Who was that? Snooki?
That was Teen Mom.
Who was that? Teen Mom.
That not the one you were looking for?
Oh, by the way, Snooki got voted off of Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, no, it was on last night. Either you're watching or you're not watching, man.
I didn't. I missed it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, poor Snooks. Get to the chopper.
Did he say that again?
That was the boot she got, yeah. But he said that she loves her. Arnold said he loves her. What? And she's doing a great job changing her image. As he fired her.
Okay. As he fired her, right.
Yeah. Anyway, Pat Benatar, 64. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour this afternoon on the world-famous K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, we talk to Ben McCutch. I think is how you say his name. He's the host of Cyber War on Viceland, all about hacking, which is fascinating. We have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, as it is Wednesday. Comedian Rhys Darby joins us in studio. We've got your tickets for you, too, at the Rose Bowl as well tomorrow morning.